Now with his 11th stolen base. So the Colt 45 is active on the base pass and now just looking for a base hit to cash a runner home. The 2-2 is waved at him. Mr. Strike 3, the throw to first. Somehow he overthrows his 6'8" first baseman, and in to score is Blake Tweet. It's now 3-0. Wow. Cameron DeMaria is 6'8", ladies and gentlemen. 6'8". And Eric Anderson overthrew his 6'8" first baseman. And so for the Colt 45s, the gift that keeps on giving, mental mistakes by the Athletics, and it's now 3-0 Colt 45s. And now here is Royce Knock looking to make the error hurt. The pitch is swung on and missed for strike one. Owen won the count. Knock comes in today hitting .471. Shook out in his first at bat. The pitch to Knock is taken in the dirt for ball one, and Knock, who just graduated high school from Foothill, and he plays every sport you could think of. He ran cross country at Fall River High School. He played football. He plays basketball. And he plays football. Oh, by the way, he was a first team All-Northern Section member in two of those three sports. The 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. Then he also told me that he also does bulldogging, which I was wondering, what is bulldogging? It is steer wrestling, another term for steer wrestling. So to top it all off, Knock also does rodeo. Trying to corral this 1-2 pitch. Swung on, that ball is corkscrewed up along first. He's got a foot race. The throw to first is in time to get Knock, and that ends the inning. Shakes the hand of Dykstra, who was able to beat Knock by a foot, but the Colt 45s are able to tack on another after a drop third strike to Larranaga got away. It was enough for Blake Tweet to score, and so 3 unearned runs for the Colt 45s, who lead 3-0 after 4 innings here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. And once again, the Reading Colt 45s baseball is brought to you by La Cabana, serving traditional dishes including tamales, enchiladas, quesadillas, and burritos. They also have combination plates and delicious chips and dip to complement your meal. Dine in or takeout, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915. We'll be right back.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
One ball and two strikes as we are back with Peyton Jeffries in control, hasn't allowed a run, and meanwhile for this defense for the Fresno Athletics, which was very strong in the first two games, and they've committed three errors. The 1-2 pitch is missed in the dirt. So Colt 45 is leading 3-0. Here's the pitch to Ochoa, takes low for ball three. So just part of the learning process for both teams. 3-2 pitch to Ochoa. That ball is swung on and lifted into shallow left. And when I mean shallow, we're talking about the cut off of the grass, making the catch. Is Camacho, and there's one away. So now here is Brandon Dodd. So here's Dodd, swings and grounds one to short. Backhanded by Camacho, the throw to first and in time for out number two to take care of Dodd. So for the Athletics, swinging early in the count, and for this Colt 45's defense, they have been smooth can be defensively. And that's really been the difference so far in this game. So, only one hit for the Colt 45s, but no errors. There's been two hits for the Athletics, but three errors. 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed. First strike one. So one ball and one strike, and it's Steven Martinez hitting for Cameron Bryant. Martinez takes a bit high for ball two. Two-one pitch. Swung on. That ball is lifted up along the first baseline, slicing foul and out of play. And there's some Athletic fans sitting right there doing pitch counts. That's the players, and I think the play-by-play guy almost got hit. Nice kid, 19 years old from Fresno City College, so he's got a band of Athletics protecting him, though, taking pitch count. Two balls, two strikes, two out. The Colt 45s lead 3-0 here in the top of the fifth. The 2-2 pitch is a changeup that is swung on and fouled back. So we'll do it again. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Slider swung on a miss for strike three. Down goes Martinez. So Martinez strikes out, and ever since that rough start for Peyton Jeffries, he has been in complete control since. He has retired the last six batters, including 9 of the last 11. And we're going to the bottom of the fifth. Halfway through, the Colt 45s lead the Fresno Athletics 3-0 here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by La Cabana, serving traditional dishes, including tamales, enchiladas, quesadillas, and burritos. They also have combination plates and delicious chips and dips to complement your meal. Dine in or takeout, La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915. 242-1915.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
To the bottom of the fifth inning we go, and Arive Camacho to lead things off. Camacho is 0 for 2. Reach base on an error by shortstop Justin Tiger. And so for Camacho, now trying to get on base for his first base hit of the game. Here's the pitch taken high and away for ball one. So Dykstra continuing to work. And again, you got a feel for him when you consider he hasn't allowed a single earned run. It's just come off of errors and poor defense. 1-0 pitch is swung on and foul tipped. On the other hand, too, the Colt 45s enter this game averaging 11 runs, and talking with manager Barrick Fasking, that's what he says he expects his team to do. 2-1 pitch is in the dirt. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Missed low for ball three. So a 3-1 count. And now we'll have a timeout for a brief second. And talking it over is Anderson with Dykstra. So timeout for the moment. And so for Dykstra from Garden City, which is where he attends, is Garden City Community College. Town of 26,000. Here's the 3-1 pitch, a fastball in the outside corner for strike two. So three balls and two strikes, and so here's Dykstra. He sets, winds in, delivers the 3-2 pitch. It's swung, that ball is lined down the third baseline. It's a fair ball. And so for Camacho, he is aboard with a single, the second hit of the night for the Colt 45s, and now looking to keep the train of moving and the line going is Kyle Norton. So Kyle Norton the 6'3" left-hander who wears a size 13 shoe. You can't find that at Ross. Actually, maybe you can. I don't know. I think I've seen size 14 shoes once there. Here's the pitch. Swing. That ball is grounded hard down the first baseline and foul, and that nearly took out first base coach Brad Miller. So 0-1 the count. That one was a hot shot, and Coach Brad didn't want anything to do with it. 0-1. Camacho, and it'll be a look to first and a soap bubble pickoff throw. Back to Camacho, so for Camacho, has to respect it. short lead over at first. Trying to pick up Dykstra's move. Has two stolen bases today. And there he goes for number three. The throw, the pitch is in for a strike. The throw to second, not in time. That is now three stolen bases for Arive Camacho. 26 stolen bases now on the year. And he is just dissecting this infield to his advantage on the base paths. Now Norton trying to cash him in as we have a slight breeze now coming in from right field. No balls and two strikes to count. Here's Dykstra. He'll set. Takes a breath. The 0-2 pitch is swung on, and that ball is lifted into right field. Going back and making the catch is Justin Francis. Tagging up and moving over to third is Camacho. So for Norton, doesn't get credit with the sacrifice fly, but still hits the ball deep enough to allow Camacho to reach third. So I think that play is a little bit underrated. It's almost kind of like a hockey assist in a sense. You know, you hit a fly ball and, you know, it's not a sacrifice fly, but it does something to at least move the runners over. And now with the infield in, here is Brett's tweet. The pitch to Tweet swung on and hit hard to first base. Up with it is Di Maria, takes care of Bryce Tweet, and there's two away. So now the Athletics looking for some momentum here with their defense. After Camacho reaches third in Bright and Wyatt Reginato. Who is 0 for 2. Here's Dykstra. He'll set, wind in, deliver. The pitch to Reginato is taken in the dirt for ball one. Feel like we're going to eventually see Camacho straight steal from third. Maybe not in this game, but you know what? You get a pitcher that just all of a sudden loses focus. It's possible. 1-0 pitch swung on and grounded to second. Up with it. In time to first is Dodd, and that ends the inning. So the Colt 45s get Camacho to third, but are unable to cash him in. But it's right now the defense that is holding true for the Reading Colt 45s, who lead 3-0 at the end of five here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by La Cabana. La Cabana is locally owned and has been operated for 26 years at 1335 Market Street. La Cabana invites you to stop on by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915. We'll be right back.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM,
AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
And we are back for the top of the sixth inning. The Colt 45s lead the Fresno Athletics 3-0 here in this rubber match. The Fresno Athletics took game one 13-12 in what was a 15-inning affair. Here's a pitch swung, and that ball is smoked up the middle for a base hit, as leading off is Justin Tiger, and on the first pitch, he attacks and now has his second base hit of the game. So the A's won game one, and then the Colt 45s came back in game two, focused and prepared, and won 11-4. And so now here in game number three, leading 3-0. Pitch is taken outside in the dirt for ball one to Ryan Tiger. So his left-handed hitting brother over at first base after the single has a short lead. And now we'll see if he goes. Not going, taken in the dirt for ball two. So for Ethan Williams, grew up on a ranch in Susanville. Mom is Juanita, who's listening, and the 2-0 pitch is swung on a miss for strike one. Comes from a very, very supportive family who took him to games, and, you know, he's just a guy that really loves baseball, loves his family, loves the farm life. The 2-1 pitch is swung on a miss for strike two, and just always loved playing catcher. Just learn the grittiness, the toughness, the lifestyle of being a rancher and how that catching position really fits that mold perfectly. 2-2 pitch, swung on a high chopper to third. Nice play by Larinaga. The turn to first, to second for one. The throw to first, not in time. So for Wyatt Larinaga, nice play there. Taking the tough backhanded chopper and making a good throw to second to get the lead runner. And now, here is Eric Anderson. So Anderson, who is 1-for-2, struck out in the first and then singled in the fourth. Ryan Tiger now at first. Toss and delivery to Anderson is taken away for ball one. So here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball missed low for ball two. So two balls and no strikes. Two Susanville boys. With Ethan Williams behind home plate. And then at third base is Larinaga. 2-0 is delivered in for a strike. 2-1 as Peyton Jeffries continuing to work so efficiently, gave up a leadoff double to start the game and then just settled down, gave up the walk to Ryan Tiger, but then struck out Anderson, struck out Di Maria, and then was able to take care of Isaiah Clark on a backhander. So pretty much he's just really managed the game. And again, to the credit of Garrett Dykstra, he's done the same thing. It's just been a couple of misplays. The dropped fly ball in right field, and then just a little bit too overzealous from Anderson, who overthrew his 6'8" first baseman. And again, part of summer baseball is allowing these guys to learn, make mistakes, but then also get some highlight plays and hopefully stand out for some coaches. The 3-1 pitch is taken in the dirt for ball four. So Anderson is aboard for his second time tonight. Over to second goes Ryan Tiger. And that will bring up Cameron Di Maria. So for Cameron Di Maria, who has 2 strikeouts on the day, trying to avoid a third. Pitches missed low for ball one. So one ball and no strike. Infield, at least the second baseman and shortstop are back. 1-0 pitch is a slider taken away for ball two. So now comes the point in time where you're throwing around, you know, 60, 70 pitches in for Jeffries. Just having to focus in a little bit. Actually, probably more like in the 50s range because of the fact that he was able to get so many early outs on first pitch or second pitch swings. So Williams going out to talk to his pitcher. 3-0 here in a very lightly crowded Sunday night here at historic Tiger Field. The 2-0 pitch is swung on. There's a high fly ball into center field, but that wind beating it down, making the catch is very sweet. The throw to third, not in time, is tagging up and rotating over is Ryan Tiger. So it looked like DeMaria barreled that ball up, but again, just a little bit of wind blowing up in the air, hitting ever so slightly here at ground level, but that ball goes up in the air. It's almost being caught in a web of jet stream of sorts. So now here's Isaiah Clark. Throw over to first and back on the bag. Goes Anderson. So Ryan Tiger at third. And it's Eric Anderson at first. 1-0 is fouled back. So for Peyton Jeffries, and talking about how he loves to collect baseball cards. Of course, when you grow up in the Pacific Northwest, Washington or Oregon, the Seattle Mariners are your team. And he has a couple of signed baseball rookie cards from Ken Griffey Jr. 1-1 pitch is taken away for ball two. So two balls and one strike. And again, that wind starting to pick up, making it hard for balls to leave the yard. 2-1 pitch is fouled back. So two balls, two strikes, two out. Colt 45s lead 3-0 here in the top of the sixth inning in the rubber match between the two teams. 2-2 is a slider that misses just outside. Two and two. 2-2 pitch is swung on, foul tip for strike three, a straight fastball that Clark was unable to piece up, and that ends the inning. So again, another strong outing here from Peyton Jeffries. No runs, one hit, two men left, and at the end of 5.5, the Colt 45s lead the Fresno Athletics 3-0 here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world,
We strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember to get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Redding Cold 45's baseball is brought to you by La Cabana, serving traditional dishes including tamales, enchiladas, quesadillas, and burritos. They also have combination plates and delicious chips and dip to complement your meal. Dine in or take out, La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Redding. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915. So, bottom of the sixth inning. Good news is the Colt 45s lead 3-0. Interesting news is the fact that all three of those runs have come unearned. And so, here is Isaiah Cortez to lead things off against Dykstra. The pitch to Cortez is a slider that swung on and missed for strike one. 0-1 the count. Cortez takes the fastball low. So after Cortez, it'll be Blake Tweet. So Cortez, who reached on an error at third and then lined to short. 1-1 pitch is missed low. So two balls and one strike and for Isaiah Cortez, born in Ione, California, part of Amador County, and his dad, Jose, taught him the game of baseball. And that's why he plays, is because of what he was taught from his father. 3-1. For Dykstra, looking in against the man from Cal State San Bernardino, the 3-1 pitch is taken outside for ball four. And so for Cortez, he's aboard for the second time tonight, and that will bring up Blake Tweet. So Tweet, who came home to score on the dropped third strike that was overthrown by Eric Anderson. Here's the pitch to Tweet. Swung on a missed strike one. Kim's after him with a straight fastball. 0-1 the count in for Blake, who wears his hair down to his neck just like his brother Bryce. And they talk about how nobody in their family has the kind of hair that they have. And they take very, very great pride in the fact that they can just wear their hair nice, long, almost kind of like how Troy Polamalu used to do it for the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's the look, and they're both terrific ball players as well. Blake was supposed to go to the University of Northern Colorado. Bryce was supposed to go to the University of Nevada, Reno, before they decided to go the junior college route. The 0-2 pitch is in the dirt, skips away, and into second safely is Cortez. So for Anderson, it's been a bit of a rough night behind the dish for him. At the plate so far, succeeding 1-for-2, singled and walked his last plate appearance. Here's the 1-2 pitch, swung on and fouled back. Looked like a changeup that Tweet was trying to tie up and hustle it over and showing off that hustle to get the ball, some exuberance there, was Ethan Williams. So Ethan Williams also playing the ball shagger tonight. Racing Ortiz for the baseball. 1-2 pitch from Dykstra. Pitch is swung on, lifted up along the first baseline. Foul, and able to make the catch in foul territory is Di Maria. One away, and that was a good play for him. Going back on that ball, tough to play with the wind, and then it almost went past the chalk, and so he had to also bear with the fact that he was dealing with an invisible line that is ruled out of play. So good play from Di Maria taking care of Blake Tweet. And now here's Ethan Williams, who is having himself a good week, hit a home run, and he's caught these last couple of games looking very strong. The pitch to Williams. Fastball is taken high for ball one. So one ball and no strikes. Also can play the acoustic guitar. Says if he has a go-to song to play, it's Hey There, Delilah. 1-0 pitch is taken high for ball two. So now it's 2-0. At second is Cortez, as the Colt 45s trying to score their first earned run of the game. 2-0 pitch is a breaking ball. That's a check swing. Back to Dykstra. Dykstra throws the first and gets Ethan Williams, and there's two away. So Williams with a soft tapper. That's taken care of by Dykstra, and with two away, here comes Wyatt Larinaga. So after what was a scoring affair in the first two games, has been a bit of a pitching duel between Peyton Jeffries and Garrett Dykstra, who hasn't allowed an earned run. 1-0 to Larinaga. There's Dykstra. He'll wind and deliver. The 1-0 pitch is taken just a bit outside. So two balls and no strikes, and if Larinaga gets aboard, it'll be Royce Knock. 2-0 pitch is a hip-high strike on the outside corner. Larinaga asking the home plate umpire, Anthony Ortiz, about the call. Nods his head in agreement. 2-1. 2-1 pitch is in the dirt for ball three. So for Larinaga, also from Susanville, wants to be a farmer. Says he wants to grow green beans, tomatoes, pretty much anything you can think of. Born and raised in the country. 3-1 pitch is missed low for ball four. So that's the second walk issued this inning from Dykstra, and looks like we could have a pitcher coming in potentially. With two outs, do they bring him in or not? Nope. Just seeing all sorts of bullpen action going on for the A's right now. Over at first is Larinaga. The Sinak is taken low for ball one, and now the discussion is going to ensue, and the city council meeting will begin. With the pitching coach. And going out to talk as well is catcher Eric Anderson. So it's been a good ball game so far for Dykstra. He has allowed just two hits so far. None of them. Extra base hits, just two singles. And so, Dykstra will stay in the game. Puts some lubricant on his fingers using his tongue. So, 1-0 the count. The 1-0 pitch, swung on, check swing, and foul. So one ball and one strike to count. The kids are out and about at today's game. Again, temperatures reached 106 degrees today, so it was a hot one. Dykstra, he'll set. 1-1 is a change up away for ball two. So for Nock, who is looking for his first base hit and trying to increase this lead for the Colt 45s, the steer wrestler will call time. So no pitch, fastball was thrown in the dirt, but no pitch as Nock was granted time and stepped out of the box. Mom is a teacher and a principal over in Fall River Mills. 2-1 pitch, swung on, that ball is lined into right field, and that'll drop for a base hit. In to score is Cortez. Holding it third is Larranaga on a two-out RBI single by Royce Nock, and it's now 4-0 Colt 45s. The first earned run for the Colt 45s, and it comes from the 18-year-old who just graduated Foothill High School, and he just continues to show that he is ready for college ball. And now trying to follow him up is Arive Camacho. Knock over at first, Larranaga at third, taking inside is Camacho. And a little look to Knock. And so for Camacho, whose dad works at Old Dominion, was born and raised in Riverside. 1-0 pitch. There goes Knock. The throw to second, and Knock is hung out to dry. He is thrown out, and that ends the inning, but Knock does what his team needed him to do. An RBI single that brings home Isaiah Cortez. One run, one hit, a man left, and at the end of six innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead the Fresno Athletics 4-0. And tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by La Cabana. La Cabana, serving traditional dishes including tamales, enchiladas, quesadillas, and burritos. They also have combination plates and delicious chips and dip to complement your meal. Dine in or take out La Cabana at 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 542-1915. That's 530-242-1915. We'll be right back here on KCNR.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
To the top of the seventh we go, and it'll be Isaiah Cortez now into pitch. And for Cortez, the right-hander who used to pitch for the Reading Cottontails and is now getting his education with the Red Hawks. So here is Justin Francis to lead things off. Here's the pitch to Francis. Swings, drives one into left field. Back it goes to the wall. She is gone. Justin Francis on the first pitch hits a home run off of Gabe, and it's now 4-1, Colts 45s. So, Gabe is rudely introduced, and now here's Isaiah Ochoa. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed for strike one. 0-1 the count. Here's the 0-1 pitch, taken away. One pitch is swung on, Mr. Strike two. So, for Rojas, looking in, he delivers the 1-2 pitch, swung on, Mr. Strike three. So that takes care of Ochoa. So after the leadoff home run by Justin Francis, he strikes out Ochoa, one away. So that will bring up Brandon Dodd. The pitch to Dodd is swung on and missed for strike one. One pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. So for Rojas, despite giving up the home run, is now settled down with his fastball and then delivers the change to Dodd, 0-2. The 0-2 pitch is a fastball missing down. Rojas looking in, the 6'2" man from San Francisco. The 1-2 pitch is a slider that swung on and missed for strike three. Ethan Williams fires the first in time, and that takes care of that, two away. And so now here is Steven Martinez. So Martinez, who is playing for Cameron Bryant, who left the game injured. Here's the pitch. Fastball taken a little high for ball one. So 4-1, Colt 45s. 1-0 pitch is swung on, lifted up along the right field line, and foul, out of play. So now we're missing half the scoreboard here at the field. Hopefully they get it taken care of. 1-1 catches a slider on the outside corner, and there's strike two. One ball and two strikes. So, for Rojas, gave up the home run and now is pitching with a vengeance, working quickly against Martinez. Here's the 1-2 pitch, swung on, fouled up along the third baseline to the net. One and two. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled back. So 1-2. Rojas continuing to work. He winds and delivers the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, lifted up along the first baseline. Foul. That ball looks like trouble. Maybe for a truck, but not so much. One ball and two strikes, the count to Rojas. The 1-2, swung on, that ball is lined, a short leaping catch there by Camacho, and that ends the inning. So a nice job of pitching there by Gabe Rojas after he gives up the leadoff home run and sets down the rest of the batters. One run on one hit, and at the end of 6.5, we go to the bottom of the seventh, the Colt 45s lead the Fresno Athletics 4-1. And now it's time for God Bless America and Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Folks, we're going to do a recorded version of play a recorded version of God Bless America. If you would please stand and remove your caps.
FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
To the bottom of the seventh we go, and we have a new pitcher, August Malum, into pitch for the Fresno Athletics, who is from Porterville College. So Porterville College in what is considered to be
nominated for the ready Colt 45s. Shortstop, number 12, Arive Camacho.
So it'll be Arive Camacho to lead things off. So Porterville College, north of Bakersfield. So within that San Joaquin Basin, the first pitch swung on. That ball is lined down the third baseline and foul, and that nearly took out. Oh, watch out there. Nearly took out Steve Livernoy. So Livernoy on the call saw the ball bounce right in front of him and made the correct call. It was foul. Owen won the count. Here's Malum. He sets, winds in, delivers the 0-1 pitch swing. When that ball is lifted behind home plate and foul out of play. So we got security out there protecting the cars in the parking lot. 0-2. So far, we've had a couple of dents, but no confirmed broken windows. And for Camacho, who singled in his last at bat. 0-2 pitch swung on, and there's a chopper to third. Tough play to make. The throw to first is in time. Nice play from Isaiah Clark. A hard chopped ball. Had to play that on the backhand and then thrown across his body to get the quick-footed Camacho. And so with one away, here's Kyle Norton. Here's the pitch to Norton. Fastball taken away for ball one. So one ball and no strikes the count for Norton, studying to be a police officer. 1-0 pitch is taken high for ball two. So 2-0 as Malum continues to work, tends Porterville College in the San Joaquin Valley. 2-0 is swung on, Mr. Strike One. Malum looking in. Heel set. 2-1 pitch is a fastball taken high and away for ball three. So for the right-hander, just getting his feet wet in this game. Here's the 3-1 pitch taken in the dirt and low for ball four. So Norton is on base for the second time tonight, was hit by a pitch, and then he walks. And that will bring up Bryce Tweet, who had one of the most interesting stat lines that I ever saw. Now center fielder, number 20, Bryce Tweet. And came 2 weeks ago where he had 6 plate appearances and did not record a single at bat, but he wasn't out either. He reached base all 6 times, 6 plate appearances, but no official at bat. He was walked 4 times, hit twice. But for Tweet, he'll tell you firsthand that he prefers to swing the bat. 1-0. Here's 1-0 pitch, fastball taken away for ball two. 2 balls and no strikes from Red Bluff, California, in Tehama County, just down the I-5. 2-0 pitch is taken high for ball three. You know, I think about Tehama County is there's a place that you can go to as you head towards Chico, and it's a chocolate factory. It's a used to be a pumpkin patch, but in the late 70s, and I'll look this up. I know it off the top of my head. I know where it's at, but let's be. Yeah, so it's called Pumpkin Land Chocolate Company, and it's a place that you can find in Red Bluff. Pitch is taken inside for ball four, so Bryce Tweet walks. So back walks issued by August Malum. And you can find this chocolate store off of Highway 99. And it's a nice little stop that you can make between Dairyville and Los Molinos. Definitely should check it out. Here's Wyatt Reginato, the pitch to Reginato. There's a swing and a high fly ball to right field. Forget about it. She is gone. Wyatt Reginato jumps on the first hit he sees and hits a no-doubter over the right field wall. That is Reginato's third home run of the summer, and just like that, the Colt 45s have taken full command of this game, now leading 7-1. That is one powerful man out of Cottonwood, California. Just absolutely obliterated the ball. First pitch fastball, and, you know, you got a feel for Malum in some regard, and now here's the pitch to Isaiah Cortez, who lifts one into shallow left field, going back and making the catch from short is Justin Tiger, and there's two away. So you give up two back-to-back walks, so your first instinct is throw a strike, and he threw a strike, but it was right in the meat house, and Wyatt Reginato took that one for lunch, dinner, and dessert. And now here is Blake Tweet, who swings and fouls the pitch down the third baseline. So 0-1 for Blake, who shares the Dodge Dart. And there's a fly ball into center field, going back on it. Coming in a few steps and making the catch to end the inning is Ryan Tiger to end the inning. So for Blake, he gives it a long drive, but not nearly as long as the drive that Wyatt Reginato put on it. With runners at first and second, gets a first pitch fastball and hits it over the right field fence for a three-run home run. And that is the play that breaks it open for the Reading 45s, who lead now 7-1 over the Fresno Athletics here from historic Tiger Field on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. And tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by La Cabana. La Cabana is serving traditional dishes including tamales, enchiladas, quesadillas, and burritos. They also have combination plates and delicious chips and dip to complement your meal. Dine in or take out La Cabana at 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
It is the top of the eighth inning we go, and Gabe Rojas continuing to pitch, gave up a home run to Justin Francis, but then settled down and got the rest of the batters. So top of the eighth inning we go, and here is Rojas looking in, and he'll have Justin Tiger to work with. Delivers a pitch low for ball one. One ball and no strikes, but Ethan Williams points his fist and says, "We like that spot." Right at the knees. 1-0 pitch is swung on. That ball is lying down the right field line, slicing away from Tweed, and that's a fair ball. That's going to go into the corner. Standing up at second with a double is Justin Tiger. And so for the Colt 45s, who've done a pretty good job in relief, and so far for Rojas, he hasn't done a bad job either. It's just been the first batter that's really tagged him. So now here is Ryan Tiger. So here's the pitch. Rojas delivers, swung on, and missed for strike one. 0-1 to Ryan Tiger. So the brother of Justin Tiger. Rojas looking in. He'll whip and deliver. The 0-1 pitch takes a little bit off of it. A changeup for strike two. So no balls and two strikes the count to Ryan Rojas, who used to play for the Reading Cottontails. 0-2 pitch swung on and a comebacker. Nice play there from Rojas, and now he's got the lead runner in a pickle. The throw to third, and it hits Justin Tiger in the back. And then scampering over to second, smartly, is Ryan Tiger. So a beautiful play there from Gabe Rojas, able to get Justin Tiger in a rundown, but then the throw from Isaiah Cortez hits Justin Tiger in the back, and so you got two Tigers loose once again, and now for the Athletics, trying to score in the runners. Now here's Eric Anderson. The pitch to Anderson is taken away for ball one. So righty on lefty matchup, and so for Rojas, this is where summer baseball becomes huge, because you get to practice and play in a competitive scenario, and he'll run into these situations next year at Simpson. The 1-0 pitch is in the dirt for ball two, squirts through the legs of Williams. So 2-0, and so for Rojas, massaging the ball and realizing, hey, just got to focus on the batter that's in front of him. Rojas, heel set and fire. The 2-0 pitch is swung on, fly down over the third base netting. So 2-1, the Colt 45s lead 7-1 after a 3-run home run by Wyatt Reginato. 2-1 pitch is in the dirt for ball three. And so for Rojas, fighting it a little bit, allowed a double down the right field line, and then looked like he had a good play in stall, trying to get the lead runner, Justin Tiger, but the Colt 45s committed an error, and then there's ball four. So a double, a fielder's choice, and then a walk. And now here is Cameron DeMaria. So DeMaria, who is listed at 6'8". Here's the pitch to DeMaria. That ball is bouncing the dirt for ball one. That ball is going to skip through Williams. Fighting into the score is Justin Tiger, and it's now 7-2, Colt 45s. And so for Cameron DeMaria, looking to make things interesting here, and he has the power to do it, and not just because he is 6'8". He has hit some home runs. I've seen the footage on YouTube. And so for Rojas, talking with Williams, and Williams patting him on the back, saying, "We can do this." Just giving him a quick motivational speech, and so for Rojas, with no outs, trying to fight through this jam that he's in. 1-0 pitch is a fastball just a little bit outside for ball two. So two balls and no strikes. Rojas, he'll set. Wind and delivers. 2-0 pitch. And there's a high fly ball into right field. Going back his tweet near the warning track to the wall. And he'll make the catch for out number one. Tagging and scoring is Ryan Tiger. And it's now 7-3 as the Fresno Athletics putting together a small comeback here in the top of the eighth. And now we're going to get time as Barrett Fasking is going to go out and talk to Gabe, so, and we are going to have ourselves a new pitcher now. So, we'll give you that pitcher when we find out who it is. So, Gabe Rojas records two outs, and then that's it for him. So, a little bit of an unlucky Dave for him, gave up a home run, and then had that error at second base. So now we'll have a new pitcher, and it'll be Wyatt Doty. So Doty, who throws in the low 90s. And was originally committed to Cal State Fullerton from Yucaipa. And so with the pitching change, we'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5. This game is being brought to you by La Cabana, serving traditional dishes including tamales, enchiladas, quesadillas, and burritos. They also have combination plates and delicious chips and dip to complement your meal. Dine in or take out, La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
And we are back as Wyatt Doty into pitch and gets a pop fly out from Isaiah Clark, and there's two away. So with two outs, Wyatt Doty coming in relief of Rojas and looking to take care of Justin Francis. Pitch is on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Doty thrown in the mid-90s. He sets, he winds and delivers. Hard fastball that's taken in the dirt for ball one. Ooh, check that. Called for strike two. They called a check swing there. 0-2 the count. Doty. He'll set. The 0-2 pitch. Hard fastball taken away. And so for Doty, he'll give you a bucket full of fastballs, but every now and then he'll flip in a changeup or a curve in there. 1-2 pitch. Fastball swung on it. Mr. Strike 3. And down goes Francis. So Doty comes in and picks up Rojas and takes care of Clark and Francis. Two runs on one hit, a sacrifice fly from Cameron DeMaria, and we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Redding Colt 45s lead the Fresno Athletics 7-3. And again, tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by La Cabana. Locally owned and operated for 26 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
To the bottom of the eighth inning we go, and the Colt 45s in charge, leading 7-3 in the final game of a three-game series, the rubber match. The Fresno Athletics won game one, 13-12 on Friday night. That took 5 hours to complete in 15 innings, and then the Colt 45s won game two yesterday, 11-4. So, into pitch now is a man who I don't even think is on the roster. They're not showing any numbers as far as number 49 is concerned. Maybe he's on there and we just don't know it, but anyway. Summer baseball. Sometimes you'll have games where the roster is incomplete. So we'll just focus on the Colt 45s and set to lead things off will be Ethan Williams. So Ethan Williams leading things off. He is 1-for-3, singled in the second inning, flied out to center in the fourth, and then grounded back to the pitcher in the sixth. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Williams, a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. So one ball and one strike, and looks like Larinaga, but it might not be. Here's the 1-1 pitch, fast, looks like a changeup stayed high. Two and one, and on deck will be pinch hitter Nate Scott, who hit a 3-run home run in yesterday's game. 2-1 pitch is a fastball on the outside corner for a strike. It's a hip-high strike. 2-2. The 2-2 fastball is swung on and missed for strike three, and down goes Williams, one away. So here is Nate Scott, who had a 3-run home run that gave the Colt 45s the momentum it needed to pull away and eventually win the game 11-4. Scott checking in. Pitch to him is taken just low for ball one, and apparently he had his appendix removed when he was 10 years old. One oh pitch is a fastball swung on and grounded to short. Up with it is Justin Tiger, who throws low under his first baseman, and the ball goes into the dugout. And so, with a free pass to second, is Nate Scott. That's now four errors on the day for the Fresno Athletics. Just a rough day overall, and Royce Knock now coming up to bat. He is 1-for-3, had a single and run batted in that brought home Isaiah Cortez in the sixth. He takes low and outside for ball one, skips in the dirt, and moving over to third goes Scott. And so for Nate Scott, who says he drives a 1998 CRV, and he says he still has to use the manual and the shift stick. 1-0 pitch is on the outside corner for a strike one, and Knock shaking his head saying, "That's not my pitch." One ball and one strike. The 1-1 to Knock is a slider that misses away from ball two. So 2-1, Knock steps out, and Arif Camacho is due next. 2-1 pitch is bouncing the dirt for ball three. Skips to the netting, but holding it third is Scott. So three balls and one strike, and whoever this pitcher is, number 49, not on the roster given to us by the Fresno Athletics, finds himself into a little bit of trouble. His team trailing 7-3. Knock steps into the box. The 3-1 pitch is a fastball that misses high for ball four. So Knock is on base for the second time tonight. And so now here is Arive Camacho. So Camacho, 1-for-4. And we are going to get time out for the moment to talk to this pitcher.
Number 12, Arive. They're coming to take me away. Uh-huh.
So, we'll see if the new pitcher comes out, and here he is. So, the pitcher that briefly came in is coming out of the game, and we'll have ourselves a new pitcher, and it will be... It'll be designated hitter Isaiah Ochoa. So Isaiah Ochoa will come in to pitch. So the Fresno Athletics lose the designated hitter spot. And so with the pitching change, we'll take a break here as well on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, the home of summer baseball in Shasta County. Tonight's game is being brought to you by La Cabana, serving traditional dishes including tamales, enchiladas, quesadillas, and burritos. They also have combination plates and delicious chips and dip to complement your meal. Dine in or take out, La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915. 15.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Bottom of the eighth inning, we are here at historic Tiger Field as the Reading Colt 45s lead the Fresno Athletics 7-3. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning with Arive Camacho up to hit, and he'll be facing Isaiah Ochoa, who was the designated hitter, and now he's coming into pitch. Here is Ochoa, winds in, levers, high, fastball, swung on and missed for strike one, and Arive Camacho taking a big smile and saying, well, probably shouldn't have swung it. That thing was almost at his head. 0-1, Ochoa. And a throw over to first, and back on the bag retreating is Knock, who walked. So it's Nate Scott over at third, who reached on the error at short. And then Knock with the walk. 0-1 pitch is swung on, grounded hard to short. Up with it, the turn for one. The throw to first, double play, a 6-4-3 double play, turned beautifully by Justin Tiger, who had to backhand it, caught the ball on his back foot, made a good throw to second from Dodd, and then Dodd to his 6'8" first baseman, Cameron DeMaria. No runs, no hits, nobody left, and we're heading to the top of the ninth inning. The Colt 45s lead the Fresno Athletics 7-3 here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. We're going to
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReddingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
To the top of the ninth inning we go. We have the shoe race going on. We have eight little ones. A girl trying to find her shoes. Oh, that's a smart technique. She holds her shoes, then puts them on, and then crosses the finish line. Brilliant technique there. The shoe race is over. We have a young winner. And so we have winners, too, for the Colt 45s. And on the pitch is Kyle Norton. Kyle Norton, who is known for his hitting, but can also pitch with efficiency. Norton, as far as pitching is concerned, is making his fifth appearance, and opponents are hitting 185. And so for Norton, the 6'3" left-hander, closing up, throws in the mid-90s, but throws a slider and curveball that absolutely moves. So pitcher Isaiah Ochoa to lead things off. He went from being the designated hitter to the pitcher. So here is Norton. Looks into his big glove and winds, fires. Pitch is a fastball, delivering a strike on the outside corner to the left-hander. 0-1. Norton, the 0-1 pitch, is another fastball. Just misses off the plate. Wearing a size 13 shoe, and talked about how he also grew up playing club basketball. 1-1 pitch is just a little off the plate again. Talking about how he dunked on a player when he was 17 years old in Sacramento. 2-1 pitch is chopped up along the first baseline, foul and out of play. So 2 balls, 2 strikes in what has been a very hot weekend here in Shasta County. It was 106 degrees today and 102 at game time. 2-2 pitches waved at him, missed for strike three, and down goes Ochoa. So the breaking ball thrown by Norton takes care of Ochoa. One away, and the Colt 45s are 2 outs from taking the series against the Athletics. Here's the pitch to Dodd. A fastball that's on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1. 0-1 pitch is swung on and fouled back. No balls and 2 strikes the count. Norton looking to take care of Dodd. The 0-2 fastball is swung on and sprayed back foul. So continuing to attack the strike zone, and for Norton, who has just really been strong pitching-wise this second half of the season, and it's not really the stuff, but it's the command that he's had to worry about a little bit with. One ball and two strikes to Dodd. 1-2 pitch is a fastball taken up and away. 2-2. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fastball taken high for ball three. So for Norton, trying to take care of the Athletics in order. The 3-2 pitch is swung on, grounded to third up with it, and then through is Camacho. Camacho will try to Jeter hop and throw it to first, but not nearly in time. So Brandon Dodd on board with a single. And now here is Steven Martinez. Steven Martinez up to bat, and the beautiful cotton candy sky has come to light as the sun is beginning to set over Shasta County. Fastball is on the outside corner for strike one, so a mixture of blue and pink, and it is a beautiful sight to see. Looking over Mount Shasta. 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. No balls and two strikes now. Norton, heel set. Whip and deliver. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and fouled at the plate. Looked like it might have taken a chunk out of Williams a bit, but Williams, all right, just hit him on the thigh. We'll do it again. No balls, two strikes. Dot over at first on the infield single. The 0-2 pitch is taken in the dirt. And again, thank you to all the fans from all across the valley, from Susanville to Shasta County and across the country for listening to tonight's game. 1-2 pitches swung on a miss for strike three, and down goes Martinez. So Martinez strikes out, and now the Colt 45s are one out away from taking the series. Here's the pitch. Waved out of Mr. Strike one. So, man, Norton really showing that he can get batters to chase with his breaking stuff. 0-1 to the left-handed hitter, Tiger. 0-1 pitch is bouncing the dirt. Norton, he'll set. Wind and deliver. 1-1 pitch swung on, and there's a grounder to short. Up with it is Camacho. Has to throw across his body. Too late. Safe at first is Justin Tiger. Two infield singles. By Norton. And so, with two runners on, here is Ryan Tiger. Norton, heel set with two outs. Wise delivers. First pitch fastball is away for ball one. Man, wouldn't it be something right now if the Athletics somehow came back and tied this thing up? Not over yet. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball delivered high for ball two. So two balls and no strikes. So Norton with two outs, not making it easy on himself. He will set. Whip and deliver. The 2-0 pitch is swung on and foul tipped for strike one. So for Norton, trying to take care of Tiger. Two 1 pitches in the dirt for ball three. So for Ryan Tiger with the hitter's count. And for the Athletics, trying to play spoilers here for the home crowd here in Reading. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Fastball is swung on and missed for strike two. So a full count. And now the crowd trying to cheer on Norton, trying to finish off this game. Norton sets. He'll deliver the 3-2 pitch. Runners going on a pitch that swung on and fouled back of the net. We'll do it again here. Three balls, two strikes, two out. The Colt 45s lead the Fresno Athletics 7-3 and one strike away from taking the series. 3-2 pitch, runners go. Pitch is swung on and missed for strike three, and that's the ball game. Kyle Norton comes in and strikes out the side, albeit with two hits and two runners aboard. But strikes out the side, nevertheless, the Colt 45s, after losing game one, 13-12 in extra innings, turn this homestand into a winning one, winning by a final score of 7-3. Thank you so much for my producer in the studio downtown for controlling the action tonight. This broadcast is being brought to you by La Cabana. La Cabana, serving traditional dishes including tamales, enchiladas, quesadillas, and burritos. They also have combination plates and delicious chips and dip to complement your meal. Dine in or take out, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915. We want to thank all the fans from around the state and from around the country for listening to tonight's action. We are very blessed to have you all listening here on this wonderful, wonderful season of summer baseball after a 3-year hiatus due to what happened around the world. But we are back and we are so happy and so proud to be giving you the best action for the best team here in Reading, California, the Reading Colt 45s, and it wouldn't be possible without the sponsors and without the fans. We want to wish you all a very pleasant good evening, good night, and hopefully you all have a wonderful morning getting up. We'll see you soon.
We now return to our regularly scheduled broadcasting.
Hewitt's Real Estate Clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Festival in October.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
A mentor program director from my L.A. radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Okay, so a few weeks ago, I discussed the services provided by home care companies, and I received an overwhelming response from that program with lots and lots of questions. And a lot of people said, you know, you reviewed a lot of stuff on that home care provider screening tool, but what do you think are some of the most important questions? And I want to spend just a little more time on that today. So I developed what I call a home care provider screening tool. So let's talk about home care. Home care is non-medical in-home assistance to help you with those activities of daily living in your home on an hourly basis. Usually it's 2 to 4 hours on the minimum side of things, all the way up to 24-hour support. Okay, so if you're in the market for a home care provider and you want to go out, I mean, look, you could have dozens of options where you live. You could have hundreds of home care companies where you live. So what I would do is I would choose your top three home care providers. You can look at more than that if you want. I don't recommend it. I would limit that to your top three and then ask them some of these questions. And let me say this. I'd like to offer you the home care provider screening tool totally free of charge. If you want a copy, just give us a call on our toll-free number, 1-800-331-6445, to request a copy. We'll need your name and your email address. No strings attached. Your email address does not go anywhere. No funny business here. We'll just send you that. We'll say thanks. Hope it helps. You can also request a copy of the home care provider screening tool by going online to Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com. Just use the contact form and you can request your copy there as well. Again, we just need your name and your email address and we'll get that right out to you. All right, so let me take a look here, 34 different questions, screening questions, let me say this, that some of them are just very subjective. So here, the question number two, are you privately owned, a national company, or a franchise? Now, none of these are better or worse or right or wrong, they're just different. So some people may put an emphasis on a local privately owned home care provider. That may be very comfortable with that, thinking, okay, you know, we're going to get higher quality and better management that way. Some people may believe that a national company with lots of systems and support and layers of management and that sort of thing is a better way to go. And again, it's just your opinion. Some people might like the idea of a franchise, a little bit of a hybrid. So it's a local owner but implementing the structure and the systems of a national company. So that's one of the questions. How many offices do you own and operate? Where are they located? What services do you offer? Are you licensed in the state that we reside? Are you licensed to do business? Do you have clinical licensure? I mean, that's some places require that. Most places don't. Is the owner actively involved in the daily operation, or is there an owner that hired a manager to run the day-to-day operation? Here's one that I think is important. Do you offer geriatric care management services? I think that's important. Some do and some don't. I would be interested in paying a little extra per hour if the home care provider could offer that geriatric care management services. That could really, really take a lot of stress and wear and tear off of you having someone else provide the geriatric care management. Here's another one that's, I think, really important. Should a caregiver be unavailable, do you provide a backup replacement caregiver, a substitute? Okay, so look, life happens. You have a sick kid. This one is pretty common today, right now still is common. Someone has some symptoms. They don't know if it's allergies, a cold, or COVID. So they're like, you know what, I'm going to be safe. I'm not going to go into work, and I'm going to get tested, and I'll let you know what the results are in a couple of days here. And better safe than sorry. So in that case, what if you really needed them at your home that day? Well, if they say, well, you know, no, we don't. And so if they're not there here today, we sure hope they show up tomorrow. That's the wrong answer. You want them to have backup caregivers that can come out and fill that shift. Here's another one that's really important. Are the caregivers W-2 employees of the company, or are they independent contractors with the 1099? In my opinion, they really need to be a caregiver, a W-2 employee. I think it's really important. Here's another really important question. What type of background checks and other screening do you perform prior to hiring staff? Because guess what? I'm allowing a total stranger to come into my house and care for my elderly mother who has dementia. So I kind of want to know you've screened them. Well, we ran that Google check, and no, that's the wrong answer, right? I want somebody who's paid $50, $75, or $100 to a legitimate company that performs exhaustive multi-state background checks on each and every staff person. That's what I would prefer. Another really important question, do you drug test new hires? I think that's very important. What happens if there's a theft or an injury or another negative incident in my home? What happens? Is there coverage there? Are you going to make me whole on this? If there's a theft or something like that, something missing or an injury, you're going to cover them. All right. Another one, do you have a minimum number of hours per shift? And if so, what is that minimum? Is there a weekend, evening, night, or holiday differential that will cost me, you know, more money than the normal hourly rate? Will you send the same caregiver each and every time for consistency, or maybe the same two or three caregivers? What if we don't like the caregiver you sent? Can we request a different one? And then, of course, discuss all of the COVID-19 safety protocols and their testing procedures and all of the COVID-related questions. So, again, just call 1-800-331-6445 to request your very own copy of the Home Care Provider Screening Tool. We'll just need your name and an email address. You can also visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com, and you can request a copy with through our contact form. All right, so I want to wish my beautiful bride, Susan, a very, very happy birthday. So happy birthday, my love. You are not getting older. And let me tell you what, my wife is aging with grace. She is beautiful. Babe, you're not getting older. You are getting better. And there's no doubt about that. And now the very first ever episode of Senior Care Live, nationally syndicated. That sounds really good, doesn't it? It's in the books. Wow, I am so excited to be here with you each and every week. And if you've enjoyed the program, please spread the word and just tell everyone you know about the program and have them tune in. And again, if you ever miss a program, you know, you can catch it. I prefer you listening to your local radio station and tuning in. I mean, that I think that's the best. There's just something about being there live and hearing it happen as is. But, you know, sometimes life gets in the way. You just can't be there. So if you miss any one of the episodes, you can catch the podcast after the fact. Again, at SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Investigators on the scene now of a mall shooting in Indiana. Four people, including the gunman, are dead. Police say a man with a rifle opened fire in a food court, killing three people and wounding two others before an armed civilian then shot and killed the gunman. Recent mass shootings posing a problem for churches.
Some have hired armed security guards, installed cameras, and developed an active shooter plan. Last month, two people died in a church shooting in Alabama, the latest in a series of recent shootings that include a racially motivated attack that killed 10 people at a Buffalo, New York supermarket, and the shooting deaths of 19 youngsters and two adults at a Texas elementary school. Rich Thomason reporting.
Also at townhall.com, it is costing just a little bit less at the gas station these days.
AAA says the national average as of Sunday morning, $4.53 a gallon, thanks to a drop in gas demand that's reflected in lower prices at the pump. Sunday's price is 15 cents lower than last week and 47 cents less than a month ago, but still $1.37 more than we were paying this time last year. Highest gas in California, $5.90 a gallon. The cheapest in South Carolina at $4.03. Diesel users paying $5.54 a gallon. That's 11 cents less than a week ago. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
With much of Europe baking now in record heat, firefighters have their hands full, still struggling to contain wildfires in both France and Spain. Two very large fires have been consuming pine forests for 6 days now, just south of the city of Bordeaux. Some 14,000 people have been evacuated. Spain is now working to stamp out more than 30 wildfires. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
An amusement park in Florida pausing its new sniper-like laser game following sharp criticism.
The Orlando amusement park, where a teenager fell from a ride and died earlier this year, has now paused a new sniper-like laser shooting game amid criticism following several recent mass shootings around the country. The Bullseye Blast game let riders of the 400-foot wheel at Icon Park shoot laser blasters at targets that are located around the park. Some had questioned whether it was appropriate after mass shootings at a Chicago suburb parade, a Texas elementary school, and a New York grocery store. Earlier this year, the park closed its free fall tower after a Missouri teen fell to his death. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
New York Yankees say police investigating after a drone was seen flying above right field at Yankee Stadium Saturday night. Officials say the drone floated above the park for about 15 minutes. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. France holding ceremonies to commemorate the 80th anniversary of a mass roundup of Jews in Paris under Nazi occupation.
More than 13,000 Jews, 4,000 of them children, were detained by French police on the 16th and 17th of July 1942. They were held at the Winter Velodrome in Paris before being deported in crowded railway carriages to Nazi extermination camps elsewhere in Europe, including Auschwitz. In the company of survivors, President Emmanuel Macron is inaugurating a memorial at the former train station of Pithiviers, which was used for many of the deportations. Mr. Macron says it was collaborators of the Vichy regime of France who organized the roundup in the Velodrome, and warns that anti-Semitism is still a sometimes insidious force in France.
That is BBC correspondent Warren Bull. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta. The spring water.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots to talk about this weekend, and we hope you join us for this hour and perhaps yet another hour. We've got 2 hours to share vital information with you, and our number is 877-726-8255. You can call in with questions or comments. We're glad to hear both, but we got a lot of material to share with you. It's been a busy week on the health front. We're going to talk about COVID. We're going to talk about long COVID. Yeah, unfortunately, still on the agenda to talk about COVID as it seems to be surging in different parts of the world. And there seems to be a pickup in cases. 877-726-8255 for calls. And we got lots of information about the best of natural medicine and the best of high-tech medicine. We call that intelligent medicine, putting those all together for you. All right. There's a woeful lack of knowledge by doctors about nutrition. And this has popped up in surveys. Doctors receive very, very little instruction in terms of nutrition and very little, almost negligible amounts on nutritional supplements. I certainly didn't learn about nutritional supplements in medical school. We had a couple of lectures on diet and nutrition, but there's very, very little on that subject in medical school. And then, of course, the postgraduate period where sometimes doctors labor for years and years. It may take 7 to 10 years to become a specialist like a plastic surgeon or someone who specializes in a field like cardiology, gastroenterology, you name it. A lot of years of postgraduate education, but virtually nil in terms of instruction on nutrition. And you experience that when you see your doctor. Sometimes you'll pull out some supplements you're taking, and the doctors will usually look askance at them and say, well, there's no proof that these really work, or a more honest admission, I really don't know about those. And so you're getting very little guidance from your conventional doctors. So into that vacuum comes an effort by the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, in cooperation with the American Medical Association, the AMA, to provide information to doctors about dietary supplements. The program is called Dietary Supplements, What Physicians Should Know. It's a series of three 10-minute videos, now that's hardly enough, that actually provide additional credit for physicians because they need credits to recertify their medical licenses and their board certifications. And it's part of the FDA's new Supplement Your Knowledge campaign, which sounds very benign. It's designed to give practitioners, quote, a deeper understanding of dietary supplements. So this is ostensibly good, right? Well, you know, a little background on this is that the AMA, the American Medical Association, I'm not a member of the American Medical Association. The vast majority of doctors are not members of the American Medical Association. The American Medical Association is notorious for recently issuing a statement calling for medical discipline and potential delicensing of doctors who give out misinformation or disinformation about COVID, whatever that might be, maybe doubting the efficacy of vaccines or pointing to harms of the vaccines or suggesting that perhaps not in all circumstances should people be masking. These might be construed as misinformation. Also, the AMA does not derive most of its revenues from doctors signing up to become members of AMA. Most of their income comes from elaborate codes that they put out for reimbursement. They sell these code books, which are no longer physical books. They're software to doctors' offices and hospitals so that they can code appropriately for insurance reimbursement. That's a major source of revenue for AMA. So the AMA doesn't necessarily reflect the views of the vast majority of doctors in the United States, and yet they're a going entity. When it comes to the FDA, this is something that I didn't know until recently, is that the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, is a government agency. But unlike many government agencies, they are primarily funded not directly by taxpayer money. Yeah, there's some money from the federal budget that goes into the Food and Drug Administration, but they make most of their money from the drug industry. The drug industry has to pay to play to get their products evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. So essentially there's a financial bias built into the structure of FDA. They're all in to the pharmaceutical industry whose drugs they approve, often at high costs in terms of payments by pharmaceutical companies to the FDA. So here's this collaboration by the FDA and the AMA. Well, I was optimistic about it because at least it's a try to fill a needed gap, which is no knowledge virtually about supplements. So they intend to do, supplement your knowledge resources will help provide consumers and healthcare professionals with facts to make informed decisions when determining if they want to use or recommend dietary supplements. Okay, that sounds well-meaning. But when you look at this, and I'm looking here to review in Holistic Primary Care. You can find it at holisticprimarycare.net. Of this new Dietary Supplements, What Physicians Should Know series, is that it is heavily biased against supplements. It's not really informative. It doesn't talk about the benefits of supplements. It doesn't talk about all the stuff that we talk about for hundreds and hundreds of hours here on Intelligent Medicine. It mostly emphasizes dangers and perils associated with supplements. One of their main messages, dietary supplements are not intended to treat, diagnose, prevent, mitigate, or cure diseases. That's a direct quote from DSHEA, which is the Dietary Supplements Health Education Act, which governs the marketing of vitamins. And they say that doctors need to know that supplements should never, ever be taken as a meal substitute, as if the millions of Americans who take supplements are not attempting to eat well. That's a shibboleth that is often perpetuated in an argument against supplements. Because people, you know, eat crappy food, don't exercise, smoke, and then they take supplements to mitigate the ill effects of their lifestyles. Well, that's maybe the case, rarely, but the vast majority of people take supplements are health-conscious individuals. They also note correctly that combining dietary supplements with certain prescription and over-the-counter medications could have dangerous and even life-threatening consequences, but that is so rare. They cite examples like taking vitamin K with the blood thinner Coumadin. Well, they can be taken compatibly. It just takes a little bit of supervision and tweaking of the dosages. St. John's wort, for example, can have an impact on some medications, and fair enough. But the converse is certainly true. Many drugs deplete important nutrients, and that should be part of any module that informs doctors about the usefulness of supplements. Also, they talk about how certain supplements can interfere with lab tests. One classic example is high-dose biotin that some people may be taking for hair, skin, nails, and or diabetes. And biotin at high doses can sometimes interfere with diagnostic tests. So if you're about to take a blood test for your doctor, maybe skip the biotin for 48 hours before. But that's a rare instance. And keep in mind that FDA-approved drugs cause roughly 1.3 million adverse events that are serious enough not to just get reported or people get a tummy ache, but they're serious enough to warrant emergency room visits. But this has never prompted the FDA to warn people about the lack of safety of drugs. So they frequently intone, did you know that dietary supplements aren't approved by the FDA, which is a pitch for more control and legislation and regulations that make it more difficult for the supplement industry to offer products of high quality to listeners like you. And we'll talk a little bit about that effort that's underway in Congress, because this is a critical moment for the supplement industry and for supplement users, physicians like myself who prescribe supplements, because coming down the pike are regulations that could severely limit your access to supplements of your choice. So, you know, they have a lot of resources, FDA and AMA. They're flush with money. And they could have offered something useful for doctors and consumers. And yet they chose to take this path, reflecting their anti-supplement bias. And once again, that is a disappointment. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut-brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
Are you concerned about high blood pressure? Meet Berkeley Life, a supplement that may help maintain better blood flow and a healthier heart. Berkeley Life is scientifically developed to boost nitric oxide, a signaling molecule that helps maintain a healthy cardiovascular system. If you're worried about blood pressure, try Berkeley Life. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman at checkout for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed. A new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. If you want to get in on the conversation, you had a question, a comment, you're welcome this hour or next. Feel free. By the way, that number available to you 24-7, so if you're busy in a car and you can't make the call right now, 877-726-8255 will get you to a voicemail. You can record a question that we'll answer on a subsequent edition of Intelligent Medicine. Okay, so here are the facts about pharmaceutical industry involvement with politicians and with the FDA. The FDA, an agency which is there to regulate the pharmaceutical industry and which wants now more purview over supplements, small wonder, because here's the figure. 46% of the $6.1 billion budget of the Food and Drug Administration, 46% or $2.8 billion is paid by pharmaceutical industry user fees. In other words, pay to play, you know, register and file for FDA review. So in effect, the fox is minding the hen house. And then when it comes to politicians, I have here from Open Secrets a list of legislators who receive pharmaceutical contributions, and they all receive pharmaceutical contributions. These are only the top 15 or 20 that I have here. And we also have to take into account the fact that a lot of members of Congress, members of state legislators, have stock in pharmaceutical companies that they regulate. So talk about a conflict of interest, right? And they may get a heads up on legislation that could positively or negatively impact their stock portfolio. So when it comes to contributions from the pharmaceutical industry, the champion is Charles Schumer, a Democrat from New York in the Senate, who received $282,890 from the pharmaceutical industry. But by the way, this is not a partisan thing, because there are a lot of Democrats here, but a lot of Republicans too. For instance, Kathy McMorris from Washington received $258,910 from the pharmaceutical industry. Raphael Warnock, newly elected in Georgia for the Senate, $224,391. Patty Murray, who along with Dick Durbin is spearheading a bill to regulate the supplement industry, have them pre-register, which is an onerous burden on the supplement industry and may preclude the innovation that brings you new products all the time. Well, she received $169,670 from the pharmaceutical industry, and on it goes. I mean, I could read you these numbers. They'll just knock your socks off. We're talking tens and tens of millions of dollars going to congressional candidates and office holders, and then you have the state legislators, and that's a whole other bag. So the call to action here, and something that I'm behind, is our SOS campaign. It stands for Support Our Supplements, because Congress is on the cusp of enlarging FDA's purview over supplements, and it's truly an all-hands-on-deck moment. The bill is now moving rapidly through the Senate, and it's a bill that authorizes the FDA to keep getting money from pharmaceutical industries. And that bill has to be passed every year, because the FDA would fold if they didn't get those monies. So that's the routine passage. But as a writer, they're trying to put in some language about regulating the supplement industry. Totally inappropriate, because it has, one thing has nothing to do with the other. But that's a way that you know, a bill that's got to pass, you put a rider on it, and it's going to pass. Recently, kind of interesting development, Senator Burr, from, I think he's from Tennessee, has dissented from that position. And so there's a little pushback against that possibility, so we still have a chance. Go to drhoffman.com/ANH, stands for the Alliance for Natural Health. They're fighting for our opportunity to utilize supplements of our choice. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon's Prime Day is back. On July 12th and 13th, Prime members can shop a wide selection of epic deals, from fashion and electronics to home, toys, and Amazon devices. With products from top national brands to small businesses, customers can shop for their favorite items while saving big. This year, members can shop early deals and get ready for the two-day shopping event before Prime Day even starts. Members can subscribe to receive personalized deal alert recommendations and then ask Alexa to notify them about a deal once it is live. Amazon has also made it easier to support small businesses. The new Small Business Badge helps members discover and shop curated collections from small business brands in Amazon Store. Prime Day will run for 48 hours, kicking off at 3 a.m. Eastern on July 12th. Not yet a Prime member? Customers can join Prime or start a free trial at amazon.com/Prime Day to participate.
As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, Man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know, you may find yourself at the right place and time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24/7. You can record a question anytime you like, and we'll take it up on our subsequent program. Okay, something I've been talking about since the very beginning of the pandemic is the impact of lifestyle, diet, supplements, stress, sleep, clean air, clean water, etc. Underlying fitness on the outcomes of COVID in the United States, because, well, we had Operation Warp Speed to develop a vaccine which initially worked pretty well against earlier iterations of COVID, but now appears to be to have petered out in terms of its effectiveness. You get some transient immunity that may last for a few weeks after a booster, but it's not long-lived with the new Omicron variants. And then there are the medications, Paxlovid, etc., the Merck drug, Molnupiravir. And those medications also have limited effectiveness against Omicron. So the monoclonal antibodies, which proved useful in the beginning of the pandemic, the majority of them don't work against Omicron. I think there's still a couple where they might be worth a whirl if you want to prevent severe disease, if you have an underlying comorbidity. And that's what we're talking about here is comorbidities, things that make people more likely to get 4-plus sick and die of COVID. And that has been a theme that's been underappreciated throughout the pandemic, with our emphasis on vaccines and boosters and masking and lockdowns and quarantines and social distancing and whatnot, plexiglass barriers that don't really work and so on. So there's a wonderful new article, and I'm actually going to interview the author this week, so you're in store for a treat if you listen to our podcast. You can go to drhoffman.com and download our podcast there. You can subscribe to our usual podcast services, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, you name it. There are a lot of ways to obtain our podcasts. You can listen to them at your own discretion. You don't have to make a radio appointment like for a live program like this, although this program also becomes a podcast on Mondays after we record it. So the study is entitled Mapping 1 Million COVID-19 Deaths and Unhealthy Lifestyle Behaviors in the U.S. It's in the American Journal of Medicine, just out. The author, Ross Arena. Dr. Arena is someone who we interviewed during the pandemic, during the height of the pandemic, and now he's back with this new blockbuster article. And what he essentially does is he superimposes a map of COVID outbreaks, COVID severity, COVID hospitalizations, and death over a map that reflects obesity rates in America, rates of hypertension and diabetes, sleep deprivation, and so on, because we have statistics for this on a state-by-state basis. And there's almost a perfect match when you superimpose COVID severity and death on all these lifestyle factors. And so what he refers to this as is a syndemic. He says the U.S. is experiencing not a pandemic, but a syndemic, specifically an unhealthy lifestyle behaviors, chronic diseases, COVID-19 syndemic. They all come together. And he claims that the syndemic has almost certainly significantly contributed to the more than 1 million deaths the U.S. has experienced during the pandemic. You know, the U.S. has gotten hit harder than virtually any other country. And we're not the most populous country, and we have ostensibly the best medical system. We have access to more doctors, more drugs, hospitals, and so on. And yet, we may lead the world in unhealthy lifestyles. And that has been the wake-up call of COVID. And I actually wrote a lengthy treatise on that subject, which you can get at drhoffman.com. It's called Immune Reset. And it goes into all the factors that may be involved in supporting immunity, including various nutritional supplements that should play a role in making it less likely that people will succumb to COVID. So this is a landmark article, and he also ties this into inequities. He says there's a race and social justice component to the present syndemic, such that individuals in underserved communities are being disproportionately impacted by poor COVID-19 outcomes. We know this from statistics. Poorer areas that consist largely of minorities often experience more chronic disease, obesity, hypertension, diabetes, and this may be attributed to poor diets and unhealthy living behaviors. Okay? It's not confined to people of color. I mean, there are places in Appalachia where poor whites are in very, very bad condition. West Virginia, for example, leads the country in rates of obesity. Poor quality food abounds. And so there's a very, very important way that we can address COVID-19 beyond these high-tech innovations that we hope will deliver us from the pandemic. Dr. Arena writes, authors have referred to the COVID-19 pandemic as a wake-up call for lifestyle-related preventable conditions, and we could not agree more. As such, a major pathway to defeating this syndemic is through the promotion of healthy living behaviors for all. We'll in effect, kill two birds with one stone, because far more people die of these degenerative diseases that are entirely preventable with diet, lifestyle, exercise. These are medical conditions that came well before COVID, and COVID just was the tip of the iceberg, knocking off more vulnerable individuals who had risk factors for severe disease. He writes, now is the time for action appropriate to meet the demands of a syndemic and a new path forward to a healthier and more equitable future. So I'll be interviewing Dr. Ross Arena on Monday's podcast, which will be available to you later this week. 877-726-8255, our number. Well, here's something that can make a difference in terms of health outcomes. It's a universal requirement, omega-3 fatty acids. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including soft gels, liquid, and enteric-coated options in a variety of potencies. You'll definitely find what you need here. Vital Nutrients even offers a high-performance and nutrient-dense vegan omega supplement option. Vital Nutrients' line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions are held to the most rigorous quality standards in the industry, ensuring maximum freshness, purity, and potency, which is important. I use Vital Nutrients myself, and I recommend Vital Nutrients to my patients. For more information and to order, call 888-328-9992. That's 888-328-9992, or go to vitalnutrients.co. Not .com, it's vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. You'll find something right in your wheelhouse there. 877-726-8255, our number. And here's an interesting article which looks at, on the theme of, you know, what are some of the risk factors for severe COVID? Could there be some lifestyle, dietary factors involved? And it's an interesting study of 205 individuals entitled Association of Periodic Fasting with Lowest Severity of COVID-19 Outcomes in the SARS-CoV-2 Pre-Vaccine Era. In other words, before the vaccines were introduced. So basically, there's nothing you could do but cross your fingers and toes and hope for the best. And they looked at 205 individuals. Now, where are you going to find 205 individuals who fast routinely? Well, you know, Muslims fast during Ramadan, and there are fast days. Jews fast on Yom Kippur, but that's, you know, infrequent. And there are, yeah, a couple other fast days in the Jewish tradition. There may be some elements of Christianity that call for fast days. Perhaps certain religious orders there's more fasting. But the vast majority of people don't fast. So where do they find a bunch of people who fast routinely? They went to Utah, and they looked at LDS folks, Mormons. And I don't realize this, but there's routine fasting is a part of the devout Mormon tradition. And what they found is that there were better outcomes in terms of COVID-19 among these individuals. The conclusion was this observational cohort study found that routine low-frequency periodic fasting for an average of greater than 40 years, because these people have been doing it through their entire adulthood consistently, was associated with a lower risk of COVID-19, lower risk of hospitalization or death after COVID-19 diagnosis. And they also looked at certain things in the blood of these individuals, and they found that fasting controls inflammation. It dampens the cytokine cascade. You ever hear of cytokine storm? That's the way that people go downhill fast with COVID. It's like their body goes into an inflammatory meltdown. Also, fasting enhances autophagy, which is the body's cleanup mechanism. It switches the source of energy from glucose to fats, which is a more reliable source of energy. And it increases free fatty acids that are beneficial for blocking the binding of the spike protein for ACE2, which is the binding site for the COVID virus. So, in addition, fasting also reduces insulin resistance, and it may minimize those cardiovascular risk factors that are associated with worse outcomes of COVID, such as the risk of heart failure, coronary artery disease, and insulin resistance or type 2 diabetes and obesity. So the fasting may work through a variety of pathways to improve things. And you know the old saying, feed a cold, starve a fever? Well, the body, when you're seriously ill, you don't want to eat. I mean, yeah, a little cold, okay, maybe. But if you're really ill, you just want to lie there, and you lose interest in food. And that may be part of the body's adaptation to fighting off a serious viral infection. And so there may be something to this, is that fasting as a routine may offer benefits in terms of protection against COVID. Interesting study. I mean, you don't have to go to that extreme to eat a healthy diet, exercise, take the right supplements, sleep adequately, minimize your stress, eat, breathe clean air, and use clean water. These are also factors that have a big impact. 877-726-8255, our number. This is Intelligent Medicine. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut, brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
What do you picture when you think of aging well? Daily energy and vitality, a healthy sex life, maintaining your ability to heal and regenerate? Berkeley Life is dedicated to making these visions a reality. Their supplement supports nitric oxide levels, a foundational molecule supporting a healthy cardiovascular and circulatory system. It's never too early to start aging well. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements.
Attention! Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205.
We've all been there. You know what you want to buy, but when you go in store or shop online, you're faced with such a huge array of choices, you freeze. So which brand do you go for? Well, customer engagement platform Emarsys calls this analysis paralysis and says that when faced with too much choice, we stick to the brands we know. So in a competitive landscape, what do competing brands need to do to reach their consumers more directly? Emarsys CEO Joanna Milliken has this advice.
Brands need to understand that consumers are overwhelmed with seemingly equivalent options. And so that means that now more than ever, they need to deliver highly relevant and targeted campaigns to help consumers make choices and find what they need. Marketers like Puma use Emarsys that's purpose-built for marketers and embedded with AI and can activate data from anywhere. You can learn more by registering for the event, Power to the Marketer Festival, in October.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number during the program, but also you can record a question, as did this listener. Let's hear it.
I'm 58 years old and recently went in to have labs done. My main concern when I made the appointment was my hormone imbalance. They did a TSH, and that came back at 1.230. And because they say that was normal, they did no additional testing for T3 or T4. Also, my A1C came back at 6.5. They've put me on metformin for 3 months, 500 milligrams I take every morning. My concern is if my TSH is normal, why do I have facial hair? And this has gone on since menopause, which was like back in 2012. I appreciate everything you do, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks so much.
Okay, this is a great question. And so this individual's 59, if I recall correctly, and is you're wondering, is there a hormonal imbalance? And clearly there is a hormonal imbalance. It's just the doctors aren't determining it. They're looking at thyroid function in kind of a gross way, looking at TSH. TSH is in the normal range, but there's a possibility that with additional testing we could find that the thyroid is underworking. But I'm less worried about the thyroid than I'm worried about the blood sugar. And that is a hormonal problem, namely insulin. Insulin resistance means that you're pumping out insulin, but it's not doing its job. And that's why they gave you metformin at a dose that's probably trivial and will do virtually nothing. And I wonder what kind of nutritional advice was dispensed at that visit, because hemoglobin A1C of 6.5 is definitely in the diabetic range. And then there's the facial hair. Well, what's that about? In women who experience insulin resistance, who have PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, there's an overproduction of masculinizing hormones, DHEA and testosterone. And so that is at least part of the equation if we did a little deeper dive. And it turns out the diet can moderate that. The higher your insulin, the higher it drives up your androgens if you're a woman, and it interferes with your hormonal balance. So, yeah, there definitely is something to be done on the hormonal level, but it starts with diet along with a program of moderate exercise to reduce some of that excess body fat. You don't talk about your bodily dimensions, but it's likely that you're carrying extra weight with a hemoglobin A1C of 6.5. And so you really need a very balanced program of, yeah, medication, but also, you know, it's important to emphasize a very low-carb diet along with exercise and other things that will help sensitize you to insulin, such as chromium, berberine, gymnema. These are some of the things that we use to stabilize people's blood sugar. Biotin, cinnamon, these are some of the nutrients that can have an impact on blood sugar control and insulin resistance. And if you have polycystic ovarian syndrome, consider inositol. I'm not going to diagnose you on the radio. I just am pointing in the direction that you may want to go to find out more about your imbalance. Not sure where you're calling from, but it sounds like wherever you are, the medical care there is kind of perfunctory. They just drop one little metformin pill on you and send you on your way without further investigation or encouragement to make some big changes in your diet and your lifestyle. 877-726-8255, our number. And here's a reassuring study for folks like me. I exercise a lot. I cycle, and I run on concrete and in the streets of New York and elsewhere. And could I be, at approaching the age of 70, grinding my knees into oblivion? And the question here is, could physical activity be a risk factor for knee osteoarthritis? And what they discovered, they looked at 5,000 patients over 5 to 12 years. The patients didn't have osteoarthritis at the beginning of the study, so they wanted to see if over the years when they were active, they developed it. And it turns out, this study did not find any correlation between recreational activity, sports, walking, or cycling, with incident knee osteoarthritis. So the take-home message is providers should continue to help promote exercise, strength training, and weight loss for osteoarthritis, because we know that excess weight creates more inflammation, puts more gravitational pressure on your joints. We can encourage patients to take part in recreational activity, as this likely will not cause OA or osteoarthritis. So I am reassured and we'll keep on running. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255, our number. Plenty of time next hour for your calls. This is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle-car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Three people have been fatally shot, two more wounded Sunday evening at an Indiana mall. That after a man with a rifle opened fire in a food court. At that point, an armed civilian then shot and killed the gunman. Gunman had entered the Greenwood Park Mall with a rifle and several magazines before he began firing. A federal judge in Tennessee issuing an order barring two U.S. agencies from enforcing new federal guidance extending enforcement of discrimination in schools and workplaces based on gender identity. We have more on that story from correspondent Ken Lorman.
The judge ruled that an executive order issued by President Biden infringes on the rights of states to enact their own laws about whether transgender athletes can participate in sports matching their gender identities, or whether schools and businesses have to provide bathrooms and showers to accommodate LGBTQ people. The ruling comes after attorneys general from 20 states challenged Mr. Biden's executive order in a lawsuit filed last August. Ken Lorman reporting.
Also at townhall.com, jewel heist in Southern California.
Officials say millions of dollars worth of gems and jewelry were stolen from an armored truck last week in Southern California. Brink says one of its trucks was robbed in the early morning on July 11th near Los Angeles. The director of the traveling International Gem and Jewelry Show says the merchandise had been loaded onto the truck late on July 10th following an exhibit near San Francisco. It was going to an event near Los Angeles. The jewelry show official says 18 victims are reporting more than $100 million in losses. Brink says it was less than $10 million. Keith Peters reporting.
And more on these stories at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Crews continue struggling to contain wildfires in both France and Spain as Europe wilts under an unusually heat wave.
Firefighters say more than 10,000 hectares of forest have been on fire in the Gironde in France, with campsites evacuated around the Dune du Pilat, Europe's tallest sand dune. In southern Spain, near the tourist area of Malaga, at least 3,000 people have been evacuated from their homes. Daytime temperatures in Spain and Portugal have exceeded 40 Celsius. Morocco has deployed additional firefighters to tackle forest blazes in the north of the country. And wildfires have also spread to the coast of Croatia and the Greek island of Crete, where they're causing widespread destruction.
That is BBC correspondent Bethany Bell reporting. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. U.S. prosecutors suspect a Wyoming company of potentially concealing problems with a pipeline.
The pipeline broke in 2015 and spilled tens of thousands of gallons of crude into the Yellowstone River. The spill fouled the water supply of Glendive, Montana, and took months to clean up. Operator Bridger Pipeline told federal officials that the line had been adequately buried, but prosecutors say one survey indicated it was just beneath the surface of the ever-shifting river bottom. That would put it at greater risk of breaking. Bridger rejected the allegations as conspiracy theories. John Scott reporting.
4 people are dead Sunday after 2 small planes collided at North Las Vegas Airport. FAA says a single-engine Piper and a single-engine Cessna collided about noon Sunday. There were 2 victims on each plane. The investigation into the cause is underway. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Locally owned and operated for 26 years, La Cabaña at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, La Cabaña serves traditional dishes including tamales, enchiladas, quesadillas, and burritos. They also have combination plates. Dine in or take out. La Cabaña, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin this time with the second half of an episode of Fibber McGee and Molly, and then we present one from the police drama, The Lineup. At the end of our previous show, the McGees were having a night out at the movies. In the dark, Fibber accidentally returned to the wrong row and mistook a stranger for his wife. Finding himself mistakenly accused as a purse snatcher, it forced him to flee to the manager's office. This season-opening episode originally aired on September 28th, 1943.
I wish that phone would stop ringing. It makes my nervous.
Well, anyway, the crowd seems to have quieted down.
Answer it, Molly. Tell them they got the wrong number.
That wouldn't help. They'd just try again. Palace Theater, Molly McGee speaking. Who? Just a moment. McGee, do you know anybody named Bottlenose Gilroy?
Bottlenose Gilroy? Why, sure. He's the stagehand I know that works here.
Well, he says you can unlock the door now. The mob is under control and the manager wants to come in.
Oh, swell. Tell Bottlenose okay.
Hello, Mr. Bottlenose. Thank you very much. We'll open the door. Yes, thank you.
Oh, hi, Wellington, old man. Sure, I'm glad to see you.
Oh, is everything under control?
Yeah.
My.
Of course, madam, everything is under control. Any theater manager who is unversed in mob psychology is unworthy of his salt, which is an old expression derived from ancient times when salt was an extremely valuable commodity.
Oh, I'm sorry I caused such a disturbance in your flicker tent, Wellington, but it was strictly inadvertible. What happened was I mistook some old grab bag for Molly in the dark and asked her for her purse. She looked like a banshee and the battle was on.
A significant demonstration of war nerves, my dear fellow. It is an apt illustration, if I may say so. May I say so?
Well, indeed you may.
Thank you. It is an apt illustration of a current wave of irresponsible hoodlum-ism. We of the theater are deeply perturbed at the unmannerly conduct of some of our, shall we say, patrons.
Gee, let's.
Patrons. Speaking for the community as a whole, and this community is one of the worst holes I've ever... Practically beside the point, I shall continue. What I mean to say is something must be done to combat this epidemic of hoodlum-ism. Otherwise, and I say that advisedly, otherwise many responsible executives, and I am one of them, might be forced to seek other means of livelihood.
I see. You mean if you can't control your customers, you're liable to get fired, huh?
Admirably, if somewhat brutally put, madam. And now, if I may quote almost any radio announcer, and now, charming as this has all been, I must ask you to relinquish possession of my sanctorum, sanctum, sanctor.
Okay, bud, okay. Furthermore, we'll let you have your office back. Thanks for the use of the bomb shelter.
That's all right. Excuse me very much. Come on. Hello. Yes? Or purple umbrella? I shall have the usher look for it. Don't mention it, madam. Goodbye.
Somebody lose something?
Someone is always losing something in the theater, madam. Oh. We find so many lost articles that, as I often say, that is, quite often, at closing time, my office closely resembles the city dump. And now...
Okay, we're going, bud. Thanks for everything, and don't apologize for us being so badly scared in your theater. Just slip us a couple of passes sometime. That'll square it.
You're sweet. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Wellington. Oh, my. Shall we go home, McGee?
Oh, I want to see the rest of the show. Come on, let's go. Miss the newsreel again. Let's go home.
Fine, we can come back next week.
Yeah, what's the next feature?
Heaven can wait for 2 weeks. They say it's a very good
feature. Hey, Molly. Molly, look. There's Latrivia.
Well, heavenly days. Hello, Mr. Latrivia.
Hello, Molly. Hello, McGee. Nice to see you.
Well, how's everything in the Coastal Guard, Latrivia? What are you doing in town? Sailing the bounding Main Street?
No. No, I came to see Mr. Wellington, the manager of the theater. Do you know him?
Oh, quite well.
Yeah, I went to school with him, Latrivia. He and I slept in the same geometry class. Pal of yours?
Oh, no. I'm seeing him on business for the Coast Guard. At every performance next week, we're putting on a recruiting talk.
You need more men?
We need more women.
That's a kind of a chronic complaint with sailors, ain't it, Latrivia?
This is a recruiting campaign for the spars, McGee.
Oh.
That's the women's division of the Coast Guard. And a wonderful organization for women between 20 and 36 who really want to do something in this war. I have a selfish interest, I'll admit, because every woman who joins relieves a man for frontline duty.
I know how you must feel, Mr. Latrivia. Where do the spars train?
At the Biltmore Hotel in Palm Beach, Florida.
Oh,
gee, honest? Must be wonderful to stay at a swell hotel like that and pay off in salutes. Hey, how much jewelry are those spars allowed to wear, Latrivia?
Oh, I don't know. Just the essential minimum, I suppose. Why?
Oh, just wondered if they were allowed to wear clanking bracelets and stuff. You don't want spars that jingle, jangle, jingle. Don't you get it, kids? The joke lies in the similarity of sound between spar and spur.
Ain't funny, McGee.
Really? I thought it rather amusing.
Say, what do spars do in the Coast Guard, Mr. Latrivia?
Well, they act as chauffeurs, cooks, stewards, bookkeepers, teletype and telephone operators, and 100 other things. Almost everything but actually manning the boats.
You're going to be in conference very long. Maybe you could come home with us and have a cup of coffee.
Well, thank you very much. But some other time, Mrs. McGee. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, McGee.
McGee, Coast Guardsman Latrivia said good night.
Huh? Oh, excuse me. I was thinking.
About what?
Women being sailors. Must be strange to have a sweetheart with a mustache in every port. Well, times do change. Now, good night, Latrivia.
See you soon, I hope.
Yeah.
Fibber McGee and Molly will be right back after this short break. Stay tuned.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Owens is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Owens provides top quality respiratory products and services throughout the North State and Northern Nevada. Products include oxygen therapy featuring the small and portable oxygen concentrators, CPAP machines, and a team focused specifically on providing ongoing CPAP supplies to help you get the best sleep possible. Owens has been in business since 1979 and has been Joint Commission accredited since 2003, allowing them to care for patients in our community when they need them the most. Contact Owens at 1-800-MY-OWENS. That's 1-800-696-9367.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
That season opening episode was from September 28, 1943. At the time, radio's ratings were handled by a company founded by C.E. Hooper. Well, Fibber McGee and Molly would finish that season at the very top of the Hooper ratings. Second place went to Bob Hope. Red Skelton was third. Bergen and McCarthy fourth. And in fifth was Jack Benny. As you can surmise, comedy shows dominated back then. As a matter of fact, the first drama on the Hooper list that season was all the way down in ninth place. It was Mr. District Attorney. I'm Greg Bell, and speaking of crime-solving series, next on When Radio Was, instead of a crusading prosecutor, we'll have Lieutenant Ben Guthrie as played by Bill Johnstone. It's The Lineup, right after this break.
Sam Say Detective Agency.
Share the exciting exploits of Dashiell Hammett's famous gumshoe with Radio Spirit's thrilling 8-hour CD collection, The Adventures of Sam Spade, Lawless.
In most murder cases, there are too many clues from the very beginning. I've been on this one 3 hours, and I succeeded in turning up no suspects, no clues, and the most shameful thing of all, I had lost the body of the victim.
For a limited time, The Adventures of Sam Spade, Lawless, is being made available to our listeners at 60% off the regular price. Get 16 of the series' most madcap capers on 8 compact discs for only $12.78. Just go to Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SAM33.
Good night, Sam.
Good night, sweetheart.
Order The Adventures of Sam Spade, Lawless, today at Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SAM33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Just a moment. Don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready?
Are you ready to never miss a When Radio Was episode and stream the most recent shows for free? Then get our Radio Spirits app today. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Alice is madly in love with Phil, and Phil is madly in love with Phil.
And we're madly in love, too, with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Try one of our premium plans and get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, Jack Benny, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, and many more. You can also download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening, bookmark programs, and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
I don't know if I can stand the shock. Come clean. What's the problem?
There's no problem if you want free When Radio Was daily streams. Just download the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Get a free trial now for your iPhone at the App Store or for your Android at Google Play.
The evidence is clear. More guns, less crime. So why is there a relentless push for more gun control? On the latest edition of the Bill Walton Show, I talk with Dr. John Lott of the Crime Prevention Research Center about why mass shootings occur and how telling the truth about guns got him fired and how the media are only interested in one side of this debate. Join us. Follow the Bill Walton Show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, quite likely the most famous police series on radio, which also did well over on television, was Jack Webb's Dragnet, debuting on NBC Radio in June of 1949. 1 year later, CBS introduced this imitator. Now, that's not to say The Lineup wasn't also very well done. And while similar to Dragnet, it was just different enough to stand out. The lead role of Lieutenant Ben Guthrie handled by radio vet Bill Johnstone, supported by Wally Mayer as Sergeant Greb. This example is from the opening months and also features Paul Frees and Mary Jane Croft. It's from August 10th, 1950.
Ladies and gentlemen, we take you now behind the scenes of a police headquarters in a great American city, where under the cold, glaring lights will pass before us the innocent, the vagrant, the thief, the murderer. We take you now to The Lineup.
To nurse you through this, will I, Mr. Magnoni? You know what to do, how to behave.
Are you kidding, Lieutenant?
I bet I'm your most steady customer at these shows. You know, it's getting so as I look forward to them.
You enjoy the lineup, eh, Mr. Magnoni?
Well, let's put it this way. If something disturbing don't happen in Magnoni's gin mill, I sulk. If someone don't get their teeth pushed in, I feel like I've been passed by the world.
Yeah, they tell me you had a good one last night.
Oh, one of the best. This character got loaded in a way I never saw before, and I've seen many ways.
He beat the other man up with his fists, he didn't use
only the tire. With his fists. Also in a way I've never seen before. You know, it's a wonder the man didn't die right there. They tell me he's dying in a hospital, though. Maybe murder, huh? You think murder...
May I have your attention, please?
He has the sergeant. I like him. He grows
on
you.
On the other side of the wire in the audience room, may I have your attention, please? Thank you. My name is Greb, Sergeant Matt Greb. I'll explain the lineup to you. Each of the suspects you will see will be numbered. I'll call off a number of their name and charge. If you have any questions or identifications, please remember the number assigned to the prisoner as I call his name. At the end of each line, when I ask for questions or identifications, call out the number. If you're sure or not too sure of the suspect, have him held. The officers who took your name will assist you. They're seated among you. Please be prompt with your questions or identifications.
When the prisoners leave here, they're sent to the bathroom.
When the prisoners leave here, they are sent to the bathroom.
I know it as good as he does. Better.
It makes it quite difficult to bring them back after they leave here. The questions I ask these suspects are merely to get a natural tone of voice, so do not pay too much attention to their answers as they often lie. Bring on the line. All right, boys, come on. Move right up to the end of the stage. You keep moving. Get a move on. Come on. Now turn and face the front. Hands to your sides. Look straight ahead. You, the third boy, lift your face so the light hits it. That's it. Number one, Myron Graham, possession. Where do you live, Myron?
1312 Troost Avenue.
What's your business, Myron?
I'm a salesman.
What do you sell, Myron?
What the kids ask me for.
What do you sell?
What the kids ask me for, that's all. Shoelaces, potato peelers, things kids need.
High school kids?
I don't ask them, do they got an education?
Number two, Harry Weston, assault. How do you make a living, Harry?
I'm a musician. I blow a clarinet.
Where?
At a Troy Club on 15th.
Why did you hit the girl?
She wanted to walk me home.
That was a reason to hit her?
Sure, two of them will walk me home already. Three girls is a crowd. With me, anyway.
Number three, Kip Stanley, theft. Where do you live, Kip?
Out of town.
Where out of town?
Lakeshore Village, 1016 Shore Drive.
It's expensive out that way. How do you do it, Kip?
I keep my nose to the grindstone. My shoes shine, my pants pressed. I am pleasant and courteous.
How do you live in such an expensive place, Kip?
Friends lend me money.
What friends, Kip?
Friends I meet on the street. I tip my hat, bow slightly, show them my revolver. They become friendly, lend me money.
Number four, George Miller, assault. Where do you live, George?
Look, I don't feel so good.
Where do you live, George?
Matson Hotel on Elm, I think.
I got that old
the
feeling.
The man you beat up, George, one? Did you know him?
Let him sweat a little more,
the
then I'll
say. The man you beat up, George, did you know him?
Look, I keep telling you, I'm not feeling good.
The hangover will go away, George. Tell me about the man you hit.
I don't remember.
Look, Magnoni, if that's the man, tell us. Tell us right now.
Are there any questions or identifications from the audience? Any questions or identifications, please?
Magnoni.
Yeah. Yeah, that's him. Number four. Sergeant?
I'll take care of it. Sergeant Greb?
Yes, Lieutenant.
Number four, hold for interrogation. Sit down, George.
Tell me to lie down. That's what you ought to tell me to
do. Right there, that chair. Sit.
Lieutenant, get some for me, huh?
I'll tell you about an oversight, George. The department doesn't provide for hangovers.
Look, listen to me. Something's happening to me. Get me a doc, huh?
Yeah, whatever it is, it doesn't look good on you.
Yes, sir?
Get Dr. Lynn up here.
Yes, sir.
Now you're making me happy, Lieutenant.
Fine. Now we'll talk.
Man said I beat up a man. Happens every day. People beat up people. People get angry.
The man you beat up is almost dead. If he dies, your assault charge will read manslaughter, maybe even murder. You know that, don't you? Don't you?
You want to see me, Lieutenant?
Not me, Doctor. George. He's had a busy night. Doesn't feel good about it.
George had a busy night, did he? Well, let's see now. I'd say George really did.
Hangover?
I've never heard it called that, Lieutenant. George is dead.
I come bearing gifts, Ben.
Huh?
The coroner's report, a few sundry and assorted items, very interesting, and this nice cold drink, and a pair of straws.
You owe me a dime. Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what I said, you owe me a dime.
He was poisoned, eh? George Miller was poisoned.
Okay, you'll buy me a cold drink the next time, huh? Yeah, he was poisoned.
It could have been suicide.
Dr. Lynn doesn't think so, I don't think so, and I know you don't think so, so why tease ourselves?
Maybe we're sick, Ben.
I never felt better. Why do you say that?
A man dies, our minds say he died because he was murdered.
Occupational disease. 9 out of 10 times we're right. In the case of George Miller, I know we're right.
I don't know yet.
That's because you don't know things I know.
Oh?
First of all, Dr. Lynn's autopsy report on George Miller says Miller was loaded with a type of poison no one in his right mind would choose to kill himself with.
What time?
All I know is on George Miller it took almost 24 hours. In the home stretch, it hurt him good, real good. Like a hurt few people know, Dr. Lynn says.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said you had something else, what else?
There was a bullet wound in Miller's body.
Oh?
Maybe 2 months old. Tended to by a professional hand, Dr. Lynn said.
Well, here. Return the bottle so he can get your deposit back.
Thanks.
Not at all. Well, what else?
Well, the technical geniuses say Miller's hair, his mustache, and... Remember his hair and mustache?
I remember.
A dye job. The color of Miller's hair is brown. It was peroxide that made it what it was today.
That's all, eh?
No. No, that's not all, Ben. I had a photographer fix me up a picture of Miller. How he would look with his natural hair and without a mustache.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here, take a look. There, that reminds you of somebody?
Yeah. But maybe I better check it on the wanted board.
Yeah, go ahead and do that, Ben. I already did, but you go ahead and do that.
Uh-huh. George Bailey, wanted for bank robbery. Says here under a picture.
Mm-hmm. George Bailey, George Miller, same man.
Robbed Springfield Bank, June 1950 with accomplice Joe Raddick. Both at large, dangerous. Well, let's get Miller's picture in all the papers. The old dope about the robbery. I don't know, maybe the publicity will give us a murderer. Maybe Raddick.
Maybe somebody else.
You'll know what else to do without my telling you, huh?
Sure. I'll get the deposit back on my bottle.
Here.
Hmm?
Don't forget your dime. Yes?
A man outside to see you, Lieutenant.
Who?
He just said he's a representative of the Bluebell Cab Company.
What does he want?
He just said it's a matter of urgency.
Well, send him in.
I'm a representative of the Bluebell Cab Company.
Now, what do you want?
This whole thing's mysterious to me. Yesterday in the rain, I let a fare off in front of the exit of the hotel. Ere this fare gets out of the door, 2 new fares get in. A man and a woman. Yesterday about 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
What do you want to see me about?
Well, after I let the fare off, the man, that is, the woman I dumped earlier. Well, anyhow, I get back to the garage, and I see this poster of a man that you police hang up in a garage. Be on the lookout for this man, it said. So I said to myself, funny. Not knowing why at the time. Now I know.
Look, I'm a busy man.
Yeah, but you're not too busy for this. 15 minutes ago, I opened the newspaper, and I see the picture again. A man who dropped dead from poison in your office. It's the same as the fare I had yesterday. Only in blonde hair and a mustache to match.
Where'd you leave him off?
In the middle of downtown, a busy corner. And in anticipation of your question, I left the woman off at another place. You want to know where?
Yes, yes, I do.
Ruxton Avenue, 1647. Did I interrupt you, Lieutenant?
The doctor's office hours are from 4 to 6, I'm sorry.
My name's Guthrie, police officer.
Oh, I see. Please come in. Did you want to talk with Dr. Crossan?
Well, I'm not sure. Who are you?
Mrs. Crossan, what is it you want?
Do you know a man named George Bailey, Mrs. Crossan?
Is he one of my husband's patients? Maybe you better talk to him.
George Miller.
Well, I'm afraid I don't know what you're talking about.
They're the same man.
Mr. Guthrie, you might as well know I'm frightened. I'm not used to policemen coming in here and asking about men who have 2 names, about do I know him. Jean? Jean? You'd better talk to my husband, Mr. Guthrie.
I'm trying to find out about a woman who took a cab ride yesterday about 2.
You called me, Peg? Oh. Yes, what is it?
Dr. Crossan?
Yes, what is it?
I'm a police officer, Doctor Ben Guthrie.
I have my regular office hours, Mr. Guthrie, but
An officer?
I was asking your wife whether she used a cab yesterday about 2 o'clock.
Gene, I don't know why this man is here.
It's just routine, Mrs. Crossan. Don't get upset.
My wife is upset. What do you want?
About the cab. All I'm trying to do is find out if your wife used a cab yesterday.
I don't see how
it's not your business to see, Doctor. I'm asking your wife a question, a simple question. There's no reason to get panicky.
I'm not panicky. I told you I'm just not used to anything like this.
Peg came home in a cab yesterday about 2 o'clock.
It was raining, so I took a cab.
Of course.
Was there a man in the cab with you?
Yes. I don't know who he was.
Well, what happened, Peg?
Well, it was raining. We were both waiting for a cab in front of the Exeter Hotel. I had lunch there, and one stopped. The man said it was his cab. I said it was mine. It was raining, so we both took it.
And he dropped you off here?
Well, I didn't tell you, Jean, because I didn't think it was important. But I didn't know who he was. I don't have any idea who he was, Mr. Guthrie.
Come in, man. Any word?
Yeah, I got a little news on that man in the hospital, the one Bailey beat up.
Oh?
The man will be all right, contusions.
You know what I can't figure, Matt?
Hmm?
Bailey's wanted by the police, and he calls attention to himself in a barroom brawl.
Well, Dr. Lynn had an answer for that. Bailey was so saturated with that poison, he didn't know what he was doing.
Mm-hmm. Anything on Joe Raddick?
No, nothing. You?
I made a little call a while ago. Dr. and Mrs. Crossan. Woman looked a little worried.
Oh? What about?
I'd say about nothing. The fact that she's a woman, the fact that I'm a police.
Uh-huh.
She took a ride with George Miller, though, in a cab. Didn't know who he was. Just shared his cab in the rain.
So, you figure what?
Well, let's not make a big thing out of this, Matt. What I figure is what's obvious.
You think his buddy Joe Raddick poisoned him?
Don't you? Wait a minute. Van Guthrie speaking. Well, talk a little louder, will you? Oh? Uh-huh, I see. Well, thanks. Well, Matt?
Well, what?
You think Joe Raddick poisoned Miller?
Sure I do, for what's left of the bank hall. Like I say, it's obvious. Find Raddick, we've got Miller's poisoner.
We found Raddick.
That phone call?
Uh-huh.
Great. So it's over.
Right. It's over, Matt. For Raddick. He was just shot to death.
Happy to see what splendid names you have made for yourselves among the civilian population. Woodrow Wilson, at that time President of the United States, said this on December 25, 1918, while addressing servicemen in France. Members of the armed forces have the same duty to represent the United States today, wherever they may be, as did those soldiers during World War I. As U.S. citizens in uniform, our military personnel have definite responsibilities to their God, to their country, and to themselves.
And that wraps up the first act of The Lineup. We'll be back with more after this short break.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Those in the market for a lightweight laptop need not look any further than the Asus ZenBook S13 OLED, a stunningly thin and only 2.43-pound computer that makes it the world's lightest 13.3-inch, 2.8K OLED laptop. Yes, an OLED screen, just like you may see in today's premium televisions. But this is an elegant laptop powered by an AMD Ryzen processor, Radeon graphics, and solid-state storage. This all-metal Asus ZenBook, model number UM5302, is finished in a sophisticated ponder blue color, which helps it stand out in a coffee shop, airport lounge, or hotel lobby. Immersive multidimensional sound is powered by a Harman Kardon certified Dolby Atmos audio system and features Asus AI noise cancellation technology for clearer audio during video calls. Learn more about the ZenBook S13 OLED at asus.com/UF.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it?
You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
And now, let's get back to The Lineup on Glenn Radio Was.
All right, Norrie, in here.
I ain't no criminal.
Bring him, Matt.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go, Norrie.
But I ain't no criminal. You guys know that, don't you?
Sure.
Just because there's a dead man here in my beat-up little room and house, you guys let your imagination run hot and cold. Just like I was a lawbreaker, or golly knows what.
We just want to get you away from that room, Norrie. We want to talk to you before those reporters do.
Like I was a golly knows what.
How long you been out of jail, Norrie?
So long ago, I can't remember which way the bars go, up and down or across and across.
About 6 months?
7. You hear me? I said 7.
And since then, you've been running this rooming house?
Sure. I studied Rubenhouse methods while I was in stir. Observed keenly. Golly,
what buddy. Happened here? Who found Joe Roddick dead?
The way you fellows talk.
Norrie's nervous, Ben.
Oh?
Yeah, shaking like a leaf. Look at my hands.
Gee, look at his hands, Ben.
They're really shaking, ain't they, Lieutenant?
Gosh.
You see?
Book him, Matt. Suspicion of murder.
Fellas.
Who found Joe Roddick dead?
I did.
Who called the police?
I did.
Who killed him?
Now, hold there, fellas. Hold now. Not me. Not Maury. Not old Norrie. Fellas. No.
But you knew he was Joe Roddick.
Everybody knows Joe.
You know he was wanted. You knew he was hiding out here in your hotel. Why didn't you call us then?
Oh, that's a question.
Did George Miller live here with him?
Who?
George Miller, George Bailey. You know who I mean.
Same room with Joe. Used the room more than Joe. Joe didn't stay around.
Didn't
much.
Joe come here every night?
Him? Joe? No. Not Joe.
You know why?
The dame used to call for him. They'd go out. That's why, fellas.
What dame?
Works the Diamond Dance Palace of Angels on Baker Street. Name of Stella Regan. I know. Well, Stella and me, we've danced.
Question him and take him downtown, Matt. I'll call you later.
Hey, Mac. The way I tower over you so close says you can't go in without you buy rolls of tickets. Rolls. Without rolls, nobody gets in. Oh, why don't you say so right off, Mac? For a policeman, it's free. I will even hold open the door and escort you in. Yeah.
Well, Rudy, you don't know what it means to me to have you call on me like this.
Miss Regan.
I'm very sorry, Peter Pan, but you just lost your chance to Rudy Wetstein here. However, you may try again tomorrow.
No, Stella. I'm from the police.
Beat it, Rudy. This gentleman has a priority. Beat it, Rudy, please. Now, come on, dance with me, Peter Pan. I'll arrange about the tickets later. Come on.
Arrange a place where we can talk, Stella. Quietly.
You work fast, Peter Pan. Dance first, then talk.
That's what I said. We'll talk first, then dance. Come on.
In here. It's good to talk. We girls rest here when we can't bear it no more. So far, it's not unbearable for any girl but me. You caught Joe?
No, we didn't catch him.
That's good. You gonna twist my arm to tell you where he is? It's been tried, never worked.
We know where he is. He's dead. Shot to death.
I got time to cry?
Cry if you want, Stella.
I cried. You brought me the death notice. You're happy. Goodbye, Peter Pan.
He meant that much to you, Stella?
You're quick. Yeah, Joe was that much to me.
When did he hook on to George Bailey?
5-6 years ago. Joe and me were at a place together, Fowler's Rest. Bailey came to the same place. Joe and George got on great. They knew each other's work, admired each other. That's when they decided to go to work together.
Now, this place where you and Joe and George, where you all met, where was it?
Fowler's Rest, on the south side of the lake. Joe and me had it good up there. Joe rested there. Try it. I recommend it. You run out of questions? Goodbye, Peter Pan.
Your name, Fowler? The man in the boathouse said your name was Fowler. I'm from the police. Here's the badge.
My name's Fowler.
Mine's Guthrie.
Fowler.
I'm trying to get some information about a man, about a couple of men.
Who?
A man named Joe Raddick.
He fished here.
And George Bailey.
Friend of Raddick's.
What can you tell me about them?
I told you.
They used to come here often.
Oh, now and then.
Have you got anything against the police, Mr. Fowler?
Both of my sons are police. I'm friendly to the police.
Then what about Bailey and Raddick?
Nothing. They fished. Once they had a big time, a party.
Yeah, what was the occasion?
Bailey got married.
Oh?
Crossed the lake in Vineville about 6 years ago. Come back and had a party. Big party. Very big. I'm friendly to the police, Mr. Guthrie.
Mr. Guthrie, the vital statistics you asked for be right here in this volume, 1934, A to C. You're in the police line, huh?
Yes, look,
just
now...
call me Mr. Joyce, Fred Joyce. We'll get on better that way. Fellow across the lake has 2 boys in the police line. Know them well.
Mr. Joyce, all
right. Yeah, I know. Vital statistics, A to C, 1934. Who is it you care about? They're getting married between A and C in 1934? You want to know who somebody married, don't you? Who?
I told you, George Bailey.
Yes, so you did. George Bailey, 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 Bailey. Fella in here yesterday asking for the same thing.
There was?
Mm-hmm. Babcock, Betsy, Bear. Yeah. Well, what do you know?
What's the matter?
That fella that was here yesterday, the one I told you about.
Yeah, remember? What about him?
Well, the son of a gun tore the whole page out. Must have taken it with him, because it's tore out here, you see? Gee, I'm sorry, Mr. Guthrie. The Vineville Hall of Records just can't help you about who married George Bailey.
Now, this man who was here yesterday, the man who tore out the page, who was he?
Now, don't get riled, Mr. Guthrie, because it won't help, because I don't know. Wait a minute. I just thought of something.
Yes?
Little girl next door in the grocery, she was riding her trike on the sidewalk and fell, and this fella helped her, the fella who was here. I watched him help her. Maybe he and the little girl got acquainted.
Can I help you?
help you, please? Some nice vegetables just came in.
You have a little girl who fell off her bike yesterday?
I have. Why?
Someone helped her when she fell. Do you know who he was?
No. But my little girl might. We could ask her. But why should we ask her?
Because I want to know. Because I'm a detective.
Sure you want to know. Carolyn! Come here. Hey, Carolyn. This man's a policeman. He wants to know who helped you when you fell off your bike yesterday. You don't know? When she shakes her head like that, it means she don't know. She's shy with policemen.
Carolyn, that bandage on your leg. Who put it there, honey? It's a very good bandage. The kind of doctor would use. Did the nice man who helped you yesterday put it there?
And when she shakes her head like that, that means yes. She's awful shy with cops.
Ben, been waiting long?
No, just got here.
Well, from what you told me over the phone, I'd say you were playing a long shot. Unless you got something else to tell me.
No, just what I told you. A bullet wound on George Bailey's body. A little girl with a bandaged leg.
Well, the same doctor didn't have to do both of them.
Look at it this way, Matt. Assume it was a doctor who bandaged that girl's leg.
It could have been somebody else, but... All right.
Well, assume it. Why should this doctor be interested in who married George Bailey? Interested enough to tear the page out of a record book.
Well, maybe he's the kind of man who likes to tear pages out of books.
Come on.
Where are we going?
That house where that new Nash is parked. The one with the doctor's emblem on it. Dr. Crossan's house. Did you check the bank?
Uh-huh.
Good. Hello, Dr. Crossan.
Mr. Guthrie. Yeah,
this is Sergeant Greb, Doctor. May we come in?
Please do. Now what, Mr. Guthrie?
Is your wife here?
Yes.
Please get her, Doctor.
Do you want to annoy her again?
Get her, Doctor. The lieutenant and I want to talk to her. To you, too.
All right. Peg. Peg, come in here. The police are here again, Peg.
Oh. Yes, Mr. Guthrie, what is it this time?
This time it's a little more serious, Mrs. Crossan.
Jean, have they told you what they want?
No, they haven't.
You've got a pretty good practice here, haven't you, Doctor?
I get along.
Nice waiting rooms here, nice furnishings. You must get along pretty good. Wouldn't you say so, ma'am?
Yeah, I'd say so. You a gambling man, Doctor?
No.
What right do you have to ask a question like that?
That's right, Matt. Why do you ask a question like that?
Well, the doctor's been making some pretty heavy withdrawals the last couple of months. I checked his bank. That's the only reason I asked.
Oh. You a gambling man, Doctor?
I have expenses. That's why I make withdrawals.
Cut it out, Doctor. You've been paying blackmail.
Jean, paying blackmail?
Haven't you, Doctor?
Haven't you, Doctor? Hmm? Or are you going to accuse us of surmising? Hmm? What do you say, Doctor?
Just because I got in the cab with a man, you hound us.
Blackmail to George Bailey and George Raddick, huh?
Mrs.
Crossan.
What?
You were married to George Bailey once, weren't you?
You can't prove that.
Jean.
You've no proof of it.
Because you tore it out of the Vineville records. Well, it doesn't matter.
You can't prove it.
If we took you back to Vineville and let a little girl look at you, I think we can. A doctor tore the page out of the Vineville records. You. Because your wife's name was on that page, married to George Bailey.
All right. Are you arresting me for tearing a page out of the book?
Oh, for more than that, Doctor. You're going to lose your license. We're arresting you for malpractice.
Oh, please. Please, it wasn't his fault. Not Jean.
You brought Bailey here, didn't you, Mrs. Crossan?
He forced me to bring him to Jean when he was wounded in that bank robbery.
Forced you? How?
I was still married to Bailey. Don't you see? I hadn't heard from him for 4 years. I thought he was dead. I thought he was dead.
Go on, Mrs. Crossan.
Then he came to me wounded, and he said if I didn't get Jean to help him, he'd expose me, he'd ruin my husband.
You really loused it for me, didn't you, Peg?
What? What did you say?
You bring him to me, I help him, then they both blackmail me, bleed me. You were a hoodlum's wife, Peg. If you'd told me, I wouldn't have married you, and this wouldn't have happened.
Jean, after what I did for you.
Poisoned Bailey when you had lunch with him at the Exeter Hotel.
Did it for you.
And shot Raddick.
Gene, it was for you to riddle those two. For Gene, I did.
Murderous.
I killed for you, Gene. I killed him for you.
For malpractice, gentlemen, you'll arrest me for that. You'll note I had no part of the murders.
All right, Doctor. Cross.
Matt, don't bother with the cuffs.
Lineup has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
Recording of the lineup, courtesy of the Armed Forces Radio Service, was from August 10, 1950. The radio version of that quality police drama had debuted a month earlier and would air until 1953. Then it moved to television, where it enjoyed a six-season run. While Bill Johnstone starred on the radio show, Ben Guthrie on television was played by Warner Anderson. And instead of Wally Mayer, it was Tom Tully as Sergeant Greb. I'm Greg Bell, and my question this time is about Johnstone. Can you name the police officer character that he played on Radio's Nero Wolfe? The one starring Sidney Greenstreet. I'll name that role and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
MusicRewind.com is serving Cafe Culture 100 songs to enjoy with your coffee. A perfect blend of music from across the globe.
Perdido, I look for my heart, it's perdido. I lost it way down in Torito.
Stir in world-class artists such as Sergio Mendes from Brazil, Django Reinhardt and Edith Piaf from France, Compay Segundo from Brazil, Leonard Kwan from Hawaii, plus Louis Armstrong, Dean Martin, Julie London, and Acker Bilk from the United States, to name just a few.
Só privilegiados têm ouvido igual ao seu.
Won't you stop and take a little time out with me? Just take five.
Get Cafe Culture today at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $21.98 for this 4-CD World Music Collection. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code CAFE77.
De noche, cuando la luna sale a pasear, y van los astros a enamorar.
Take the journey with MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Experience Cafe Culture 100 songs to enjoy with your coffee today. Use promo code CAFE77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code CAFE77 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps recruit depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park. And I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk. And it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language. Get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know. And it's then that our character is refined, and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about Bill Johnstone. We just heard him as Lieutenant Ben Guthrie on The Lineup, but I mentioned he also played a police officer over on The New Adventures of Nero Wolfe. On that Sidney Greenstreet-led radio drama, Johnstone was heard as Inspector Kramer. I'm Greg Bell, and a reminder, be sure to take some time and visit us at whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.